Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 47.
Antonio's in it to win it! We got a hot one tonight!
Yeah.
Sung the I don't know what out of that. What show is this?
Yeah, dog.
That was beautiful, man. That was beautiful. J-Lo. Oh, see, that was Paula. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's the drunk one.
I haven't watched any of the new idol.
Me either, really. I keep skipping it.
I'm just not interested. I wasn't interested when the old people were on it.
I'm pretty bored with it, but I don't know. It's something to do. Well, I had to watch last season just because I was curious about the judges, and Steven Tyler's pretty funny hitting on all the 15-year-olds. He kind of does.
Yeah.
He made some kind of comment about this guy's 16-year-old daughter in front of her, and he gave, like, this stern look, and he was like, oh, shit. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Whatever. So,
oh, quick announcement before we get to the one-ups.
Okay.
So, because of the structure change and the feedback we wanted to get for the podcast question of the week, there was no Facebook weekliness or weekliness question this week. So, it will be up 2 days before you are listening to this, because I'm from the future past. I didn't know which one to pick. Deeply wobbly, timey wimey. So, it goes. It's going up right after we record this. So that's when it's going to start being a weekliness. We just couldn't get it set right because I was like, "Oh shit, what are we doing?" And we're like, "Oh no." People have to answer it in like 5 minutes anyway, otherwise we get pwned about stories that are important about figure arts that were just announced that came out like 4 seconds ago. Anyway, so that's what's happening. So it'll be back.
They're going up on Wednesday, and we record Tuesday night, so you have that time frame. So.
The next Tuesday, not the Tuesday before Wednesday. That would be crazy. That would require you to get your hands on some high-grade plutonium in order to answer these questions.
It's not worth it.
Send your answers through time.
These questions go up Wednesday. We record the day before. Yeah, good luck. Now we're going to shave time off. We're going to make sure people can't ask or answer these questions. Question this week was, who's your favorite green character? No one answered.
Look forward to the first episode of R&R, the show. Sometime within a week frame somewhere. I'm still not sure what day I'm actually releasing it. So
I don't even know if we're recording it tomorrow or not.
I don't know either.
Just tell me when to bring my pants and I'm ready.
Okay.
I thought we were doing that without pants. Oh, crap. I threw my pants out. Never mind. I guess I gotta go find them.
Go garbage picking. For pants.
Garbage pricking.
That sounds dirty, but I like it.
Oh, baby. So, one-ups.
Who? Yeah, Brian, you're gay.
Energy! Alright, no one said energy that time. But it's just so damn fun to say.
Yep. Anyway. Brian, go.
This vlog,
you just shouldn't drive off a bridge. It's not good. When did you say that?
Who?
Generic you. JD just tweeted, "You just shouldn't drive off a bridge. It's not good." Quote by Jedimon 2005. Hashtag words to live by.
I don't know.
You? Technically.
I don't remember saying that. I mean, I probably did.
You know what? It was probably when he was half asleep when he answered the question about me being taxidermized. Because he even made a comment saying, "This is what happens when I answer questions when I'm asleep." More words to live by.
Look, I was listening to the podcast today from a couple of weeks ago, and I heard things in there I don't remember hearing.
Whoa, mine equals one. I think I just sprained my head.
Like, I don't remember hearing them when we recorded them. And then I'm listening, and I'm like, I know I was here for this, because I remember doing the Super Samurai Samurai Shuki Cha, and then the
Samurai Forever.
And then we all laugh, and then Dawson laughs, and then Brian laughs some more. Like, that still gets me, and then I remember that whole segment, but then I heard things that I don't remember doing. Like, when did this happen? Was I dead? What is going on?
I think that's what happens. I think you just sporadically die here and there.
I mean, the cough's a lot.
So that was fun, but yeah. So I might have been during one of those times that I just say things, and it might have been about...
I have those moments, too, and then I remembered I was in the bathroom.
No?
I don't remember this part. Oh, that's right, I was brushing my teeth. I forgot.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. It's over 9,000 Napa account comments. Oh, Lord. Have mercy. Sorry, didn't mean to whip out a black scent so early.
Anyway,
one up for real this time.
So on Wednesday, the day after we recorded the last podcast, where I was like, I got all this stuff, I bought more stuff.
Yay!
Kimi ga daijoubu, good job.
Not a water.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, I'm sorry, wait, what?
La 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 la. The end of that song is literally just la 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 la. That's all it is.
They forgot the words that went through.
There's those people on Don't Forget the Lyrics that just don't know what they're doing. They're just, oh, la, la.
The people on American Idol just start snapping their fingers like it makes it all better. Like, oh yeah, if I snap these fingers, then they're not even going to notice. You know, there's Randy down there head desking. Steven pretending to head desk while he snorts some blow. Oh god.
So the that morning,
look,
I got
me, I'm
two boxes from Amazon. One of which was Sky High.
Sky High.
So
my thighs.
He was $55, which is a lot of money, but oh well. And then I received my birthday present from my friend Josh, which was Devil Survivor Overclocked for the 3DS.
Hi Josh.
Pretty cool.
I know you. I've never met you before in my life.
I don't think he listens.
How rude. Like, now I'm glad I haven't met you. You're a betrayer.
Betrayal. So then we went to Walmart.
Stupid.
And I found the little Decker pocket racer thing. So I was like, yay, more shit.
Hey,
so I bought him. And then I was like, ooh, clearance. And I bought the Activators Recon Bumblebee. And the Robo Fighters Bumblebee and Leader Class Bumblebee.
And then I found an actual Bumblebee and I stored that for a while and then it died.
It was stupid because
to poke holes in the top of the jar.
He died. The Leader Class Bumblebee that came with that stupid Deluxe Starscream was cheaper than Leader Class Bumblebee on his own. It was really ridiculous, but that's what Walmart does. So. Yeah, so I bought all those, and then I went on a long spree of not buying things.
Until I bought things.
Until today, I got my AmiAmi box. And so that had the...
I hate you, Brian.
The Banff. The Banff set.
I didn't even know you bought that.
I'm currently... I know you didn't. Dawson knows. He was there.
Oh.
He was there. I was there. It was exciting.
So I see. Like, I got one. I see how this is. Nobody... Oh, can I...
Did he just speak a different language? Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. My help, pass it there.
My thighs.
Oh, come on. That was so funny. Kevin secretly rushed in when he gets really mad. It comes out.
So, I got that, and then I got Gorilla and Rabbit, and the Go Buster Keys, and Legend Mobirits, and the Magic King, and Forza Elex States, and a Pokeplakabalian.
Kobalion's cool. The rest of you is a whore.
Cool.
I take it you didn't get your box today.
Oh, you think?
Damn
no,
it.
Surprise.
I paid AmiAmi too early. I should have waited for both of you to get... Damn it. No? Right.
No.
That's how Brian yesterday was like, my stuff didn't even ship yet, so you're going to get your shit for
here's
me.
The
like,
thing,
hey,
like,
good.
No, I never said it didn't ship, I said it didn't leave the country. Because according to my tracking, it still said Origin Post is preparing shipment. Brian until I heard the doorbell this morning. Don't ask me, I think I took your box.
Meanwhile, I'm looking at the tracking on mine, and it's telling me things like it was already passing through customs. 2 days later, it's like outbound from customs. I'm like, what?
Mine didn't,
head hurts.
Mine, like, bypassed customs or something. It went straight from Origin Post is preparing shipment to, hey, it's in Detroit.
That's because there was a stamp on it. Didn't see it said priority Shukun Shinobi.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm pretty
I
sure
buy
it
so
did.
Much, I just skip customs completely.
Shusha.
It has my name on it. They're just like, oh, fuck it. It's clear. You can go straight to the source.
That's how it works. Yo.
Crazy shit, man. But I was happy in that. Then school was canceled today, so I got to sit here and play with Go Buster all day.
I hope you die.
We had bonding time.
And then he reenacted last week's Q&A with taxidermized Dawson played by Hiromu, and Kevin was played by Nick Cheetah.
Cheetah, I like Nick Cheetah. Nick Cheetah is awesome. He's the best Nick Cheetah there ever was.
Thank you. Thank you. Not aggravated at all.
Are we clapping like Paula? is this the third American Idol reference? We're coming back third time this time. Actually, it'd be four counting the title. The American Idol themed episode.
That's all.
It's theme week. Anyway, that's every week on American Idol. Anyway, let's see. So my one-ups. We already talked about all the Skylanders we bought last week, right, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I did get one more Skylander, the blue bash.
I got a rain check for one.
That's way more exciting. Because rain's way cooler. I don't know. But yeah, they only have like four of them, and the guy in front of me got Zook and Lightning Rod, and I'm like, oh, you got Zeus. I hate you. I almost just lost control and hit you. So I got that. I got a bunch of Samurai Mega Blocks like on 50% off because of my manipulation of coupons that I learned from the coupon episode of Two Broke Girls. So I just went around bashing people's carts. I don't think that helped, but it was fun. And I bought a bunch of cake mix. But yeah, I got those. I might take back the Samurai Megazord because Brian says his falls apart and I realize I don't have any room for it. And I don't know. We'll see. But I'm building the little animals and they're fun. That was a boring story. I apologize.
You should apologize.
As long as you know.
As for my international stuff, as I was telling Brian earlier, I always know it's time for me to pay Ami Ami when Brian and Kevin's packages arrive. So that's about when I get around to paying them after I go through the steps of combining, switching shipping methods, waiting 2 days, and then I wait for confirmation. And then it just goes silent. Someone was just murdered. Oh, no, it's back. I stopped hearing the air noises. I thought Kevin was killed.
I'm not dead yet. Don't worry, whore.
Did Kevin stop breathing? I killed him.
I'm trying to upload Amazing Mighty since I don't have any new toys recorded.
Amazing Mighty.
Because all my new toys are done for the moment.
So, and the only thing else that was up was I finally finished Mass Effect 3, and that game was pretty awesome. I didn't have as big a problem with the ending as other people did, but I can see their complaints. Although, to be fair, I didn't see their complaints until I watched the videos and realized the complaints were valid. But, yeah. I don't know. There's nothing else going on. I'm pretty boring this week. Like every week.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Brian got me the mech when he was buying his, and there was a texting fit, and I was almost one of those moments where I was like, do you have a computer I can use right now? So that was funny. And then he also got me a Vamp when I was up at my friend's place, and that was awesome.
Oh, Dawson got a Banff, too. That's so
yes.
Awesome.
I got a Banff because Brian's a Banff. Brofist.
Dawson and Brian are the Banff Club, and no one told me. Oh, that's so cool.
I only got a Banff because Rio wanted a Banff.
Oh, Rio's in the Banff Club, too. Man, you guys.
I can't wait for the figure. I need this. I was like, I think I need it, too.
I like GoBusters so much that I just want to buy everything that's associated with it. So, yeah.
Oh man, I hate every last one of you. Hope you all die.
Cool.
Shut up.
Your turn.
Um.
dying.
I got toys. No, okay, I got my... Shut up. My free Kid Icarus cards came in the mail, so that's cool. I got cool cards now. I got the drill.
Here's the drill.
And that can mean that more than a card. What happened? Why aren't they left?
You cut out. You just, I got the drill, and then you died.
Oh, the drill arm.
When you came back, you said arm. How long did you hold that L? Like, it was literally for seconds. You're like, I got the drill, and then there was nothing. And for like at least 5 seconds, and then you're like, oh. But I got the drill arm. That's what happened on the screen. Oh my god, my god.
Yeah. Well, that happened. And then I was waiting all weekend for my GoBuster keys, and I was like, what the hell? So I checked my tracking on the, because it's registered Sal, thanks to Mr. S's whatever. And I, on Sunday, and it was like, because a couple days before it said it was like in New
Jersey. Oh, wait, it was Hampshire.
New York Customs. And,
there we go.
I was like, okay. And then, what?
What?
Is there an old Hampshire?
No. So, and then I checked it 2 days later, and it was like, oh, now it's in New Hampshire. I'm like, why is it in New Hampshire? It's going the wrong way.
Oh, Lord. Sorry.
What?
Nothing. I just got it right in the Trivial Pursuit we played a minute ago.
Okay. So, but then they arrived yesterday. So I don't know what's happening. All I know is that Brian won't stop laughing, and it's starting to bother me.
I just thought it was funny.
It was.
I just feel like there are things that I don't know about that's going on behind my back, and it's
no,
scary.
No, just laughing about the going in and out thing.
The sound is dirty.
I didn't mean it like that. Maybe I did. I don't know. Hey, Kevin, I think I'm killing Dawson.
I'm still waiting on my Ami Ami Bop to be here in the next couple of weeks. Thank God. And then we had epic shopping last night.
I'm dead.
So let's talk about that.
I'm dead. It was so epic that I got what I wanted and then it broke.
He got a lunatic and he was like, fuck all of you! And he's like, wait, I need you. So I didn't mean to put feces in your face.
That's basically what it was. It's like he came to our place of employment and then just crapped in front of the pickles.
And then he came and asked for our help.
And because he's like, because we were waiting and my pages weren't loading. I was getting all kind of errors. And then,
meanwhile, mine was loading. I'm like, oh, lunatic, add to cart.
And he did it quietly. He was like doing some hyper-speed blogging. That's what all that typing is. It's just training. He's typing his past and over and over again.
Training.
Like, he didn't even tell us lunatic was up. He just expected us to know. And he's like, ha, screw you fuckers. And, like, I think I even heard him say it, too. And so he got lunatic. And then his thing started dying when he was trying to buy Deno and Stronger. Meanwhile, mine finally loaded. So I bought those two, like, quickly because mine's actually stopped being retarded. Meanwhile, Dawson was still trying to load his, and then I went to update our list, and then Dawson was finally like, okay, good, it finally went through. Ooh, it's been like 10 minutes. Mom and Brian's sitting here going, mine's still not going through, help, go faster. And then he's like, hey, do you guys want to buy it for people? So we're like, no, but I guess so.
Help people, what?
So Dawson went to go buy Soundout's Deno and Stronger, and then I bought Rio's Sword Form, and then I got all the way through buying for Rio. Meanwhile, Dawson was still trying to get for Soundout.
It took 5 tries. I kept saying cart error or whatever.
And then while Dawson was doing that, did I buy Metal Symphony's thing next, or did I buy your stuff, Brian?
You bought my stuff next.
Yeah. Then Brian was like, "Can somebody buy my figures? My thing's still broken."
What about me?
And then, I guess since I owe Brian for, like, the 800 times he buys me toys, I was kind of compelled to buy him toys. So I bought Brian Sword Form and Stronger. I mean, like, I didn't buy it. Like, his account bought it, but I used his account. And then I got Metal Symphony, His Fire, Rodan, SH Monster Arts. And then at that point, I think Dawson was like, yeah, about Sound Outs.
Look, Ami Ami was running slow. Normally, I'm much faster. Am I much faster? I mean, a little.
Yep. And
Charles Carmichael always comes quickly. Oh, they're my socks. Score. My feet were cold. Okay?
But I ended up... So yeah, so I ended up buying almost everybody's stuff. None of us else got Lunatic, as far as I know.
Except for Brian.
Because I fell asleep and missed... I guess... I think they went put more up or something. I don't know
if they did.
Brian was up all night playing games and he didn't see him. I went to bed.
I was in bed playing my 3DS until like 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And they never updated. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe that's why they were in stock so long.
They did it all at once, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. Just now I went to sleep, so whatever.
I like the three like opposites. Brian stays awake. Kevin tries to stay awake, falls asleep. I just go to sleep voluntarily. I'm just like, fuck this. It's Betty time.
Yeah.
Teddy time.
Grab my teddy bear and I'm gone. What? I don't have a teddy bear. That would be creepy.
Yeah, you do.
So.
I've seen it.
I think
that was everything we did, though. We buy anything else? No, we haven't bought anything else. I haven't bought anything else.
We were acquired by Gideon Blog, and then we broke away with the Rebellion. It was a Rebellion movement. We blew up the Gideon Death Star. And then we had the Ewoks beat him. And then now we're free again. So that was cool. Oh, we have to talk about the major news now of Mighty Morphin Pirate Rangers.
Oh, God, yes. Oh,
I'm so excited. Any and all of you that actually believed that, you're stupid. Oh, it must be true. It's 9 minutes before April Fool's. You're stupid.
Stupid.
Anybody believe that Toonami was back? You're oh, wait, that happened.
I love how like it went from like April Fool's prank to huge campaign to bring back Toonami.
That was like the why don't more people talk about it? It was the most legendary April Fool's prank of all time. It was a reverse April Fool's prank.
It was a instead of like an April Fool's your life sucks, it's April Fool's here's what you want.
April Fool's inception. I sprained my head again just thinking about it. I got a 102 fever and I sprained my head. And then it rained and I watched some people move out of a house. We should do just a new segment story from Kat's Facebook.
No, she was not just people about it. She watched houses move.
Rangers literally moved the house. Yeah, they were all these knickknacks out. We're just gonna lift the house.
According to Kat, they were moving two houses. So I interpreted as the houses were picked up and moved.
That's how I interpreted it too. I figured they were transporting the houses. They put them on those big trucks. They split them in half. And
like, either that or it might have been just
trips.
Are you
sure she wasn't talking about tornado in Texas?
Maybe it flew all the way from there. I don't know.
Hashtag cruel jokes.
Everyone knows it's Dawson Ryder telling all the horrible jokes. Not me. I don't want to get blamed for this shit. It's all Dawson.
Because Kevin never started and framed me for like 8 things.
Oh yeah, because Brian framed me last night. That was awful.
That was pretty funny. Kevin, shut up! It's Brian! Brian's like, yeah.
Something about
9 out of 10, it's Kevin that's like waxing something or
Awesome said I kept trying to like blow him or something. I'm like, I'm not blowing you, and then it was like, it was Brian.
Yeah, it was
my
me.
My face with sandpaper.
Whatever.
Should we go on to the news?
Yeah. Yeah, we should.
No.
We need to find the news. Okay, so this happened a while ago. I just forgot to talk about it here because these two didn't really watch it. There's a new Garo film coming out.
Oh. Yeah, no one cares. Move along.
I care.
Like I said, care nobody
greatly.
Cares.
I am a nobody.
Nobody's that guy on the 2003 Ninja Turtles.
Nobody knows.
Some
troubles I see.
Nobody knows but Garo. Anyway, that's coming out, I think, sometime this year.
Yeah, oh my god, it should be on Toonami Omg! No.
That kind of ticked me off, honestly, but.
We'll discuss that later. We have a segment for that. It's in the Twitter questions. We can talk about it then.
Yeah. So yeah, our first big little story thingy, big little story.
Cocaine.
Little bit
cocaine. Cocaine.
Is technically kind of cocaine. I mean, figure arts are cocaine. They're laced. But
That's why we keep buying them.
Kevin knows the Tomashi show.
Kevin knows what he's doing, so let him handle this one.
What?
Talk about all the new toys.
Okay, so we got to see
Monsuno. Yes,
oodles and
to talk about the show.
Oodles of new figures at the Tomashi Features Volume 3 over the weekend, which, as we all know, unfortunately did not give us any new exclusives to purchase at the show, which I don't know if that's actually bad or good, but whatever.
Both.
So, Brian, should I just start with these pictures and move my way down?
Yeah.
Figure arts mechanic.
Okay, so we're starting off with the Tigers and the Bunnies. The first thing we have is a figure at zero of Doc Saito, the mechanic, who speaks in a very little whisper, and you can never understand what he says, and they have to subtitle it in Japanese.
And then they have to subtitle
and
it in American.
So I'm not...
In American? Not
Damn it, he's trying to say in America. We're the kids in America.
Ho!
I thought it was ho. That's Thundercats.
They're not talking about your mother. So I'm not sure how this is getting released or what's going on with that, but... They showed that. Then they showed that guy I took a picture of while I was at work, which is Wild Tiger Open Face version, also known as Wild Tiger Figure Art Number 4. And so that was pretty cool.
This one's even less different than all the other ones.
Yeah.
To see his face.
Although it does look cool because it's got Kotetsu's face plastered inside of the helmet. But and then there's this SH Monster Arts stuff here. I don't know what these things are.
Those
but...
are angels from Evangelion.
What the
okay.
fuck? That got a busted face.
They're frightening.
It's oh, never the mind. Fourth What's angel it? And the tenth angel.
And you got the D-Reaper down here.
Okay, so then next up we have SH Figure Arts from the Kamen Riders. All right, so...
What is a Kamen Rider?
I don't know.
The Defenders...
So, they showed us off Boy 3. Shut up. They showed us off Boy 3 again. We got to see Zolda and Raya and Guy, all of which we'd seen. Plus, we saw Deno Sword Form and Stronger, which we've already seen. And have purchased if you're us and you're cool guys. And actually, those other ones are on pre order too, except for Dawson, who didn't get Guy because he's a stupid and Guy's all shiny and pretty. And then we see the Shocker Rider that we all got pre-ordered through Toei Hero Net, thanks to Oki, because he's awesome. And then we see Magnu
Gita. I feel like he has scratch and sniff gloves.
Who? Guy?
No, the other dude.
Oh, the Shocker Rider? Yeah, he might. We see Magnu Giga, who is a September Tomashi Web exclusive. He is ginormous. He's probably about the size of Rock Bison or so. And he is shiny green as all hell and beautiful.
If he is, I'm totally posing my Zolda with Rock Bison and substituting for him. Antonio Vento. Okay. Gold Power Vent!
Gold Vento.
And then what we see is a standard release for August, which is Kamen Rider Tiger with his giant axe. Something we talked about, the possibility of it being a standard release once before. Turns out...
It's Mike Moe.
Turns out we were right. Well, yes, they do love Mike Moe over there for some reason. I mean, he's awesome, but I think the Japanese love him as much as we do.
He has a baby, and he does, like, karate with the baby. It's pretty epic. He just tosses it around.
And if you actually look at the Shocker Rider in the picture, he's actually going to work. He's got his briefcase and everything.
He's a good Japanese man. He's going to work.
Yeah, he's a sorry man. We see a picture. We see Meteor's bike with him. He's all like, I'm Meteor. I do noises. Yeah.
Noises.
We see the power dicer.
Get to make a joke about Stronger's vag.
Okay. Yeah, it sticks out because he's got this little skirt thing going on. He basically just got out of a limo with
Meteor. Looks like he's got like chapped legs or something. Like he came off of a horse. He's like, oh fuck, this bike rides me. Sorry.
Yeah, and Forze's out pointing with his power dicer. He's all like, power dicer, power dicer. Even though the picture says Machine Meshigler, which clearly that's not. But whatever. Then we see... Then they had this cool stand with magnet states. It has the N and the S, and it's split down the middle, red and blue. It's got the magnet rail gun from his shoulders on it, and a little tiny hole wank off, being adorable. Then we see some Zodi art. So we see uncloaked versions of Libra, Leo, and Scorpion. Scorpion being an August release retail oddly enough. And we have a cloaked version of Leo and an astronaut. Just chilling.
That's actually the one from the Power Rangers in Space packs they released.
I still have one of those.
They just broke his arm off and glued it up like that. So
I think I still have Buzz Aldrin or something.
Yeah, I have one too. It's pretty funny.
And actually, the Scorpion Zodiart is holding a Zodiart switch. And that's kind of cool. Yeah. I just noticed it 10 seconds ago.
Cool.
I know, right?
Those sculpts are really good on those.
They are really good sculpts. Libra has his staff, and that looks really good. Virgo has hers, and I mean, they just look really, really nice.
And the spaceman has a helmet.
He does have a helmet.
And now, he's got a winning wave. That's Matt under there.
Oh my goodness, that explains it.
That's which figure it's Matt.
Yes.
Okay. Next up, we have Sentai figure arts. So we see the 6 Bokengers, and I can finally get my figure arts Benta. Yes! and they show, of course,
Black Ranger because I'm black.
And yeah, I can pretend that figure arts ties on his figure arts bully Ethan guy.
Yes, and I can be like, yes, it's figure arts Trigger Dopant, even though he's not, sort of. And I don't know, that was a bad joke. That went nowhere. Moving along, we see Nox making that stupid pose thing she does, which is like leaning to the side going, look at me, I'm trying to be cute. Then we see Walls Gill from the Go-Kiters. They're making him. Aka Ranger and Baseball Mask, oddly enough. Aka Ranger looks pretty good. Baseball Mask
kind of looks like he needs to lay off the steroids a bit.
Looks like he's Mr. Met's evil twin brother. Then we see something that is just beautiful, and I needed to change my pants. Figure Arts Rio and Figure Arts Melee with
Rio's Bi. Got jazz hands.
Rio's got jazz hand. Melee has her size and a little miniature Bi, and it'll actually speak in Kelson Henderson's voice, which is just awesome. Then we have Figure Arts Decker Ranger, and this time they're showing us all 5, so we can see the girls for the first time. And they will not have skirts, since the Decker suits didn't have them, so there's no little skirt pieces to rip them apart during the reviews and such, and that just is creepy and weird and uncomfortable. Next up
with panties
is a couple of surprises. Is Red Hawk and Black Condor from Jetman with their little underwear thing going on. But they do look really nice, and I like them a lot. I'm excited about them. And then finally, for Sentai, we see SWAT Mode.
Deckeranger SWAT.
All 5 with their guns, and they look beautiful with their armor and, you know, headphones and such.
What a cool power-up. It makes it sound so epic. Got armor and headphones.
Yeah.
And these things on our legs.
Yeah. They got those, like, polio braces.
I was going to say, it looks like they all have leg braces.
Oh, my God.
And then we see pictures of Lunatic from Tiger and Bunny for whatever reason. He's there. And they didn't show anything else, really. They showed, well, there was
Rocky Beaver Rangers, they showed him.
Figure at Zero of...
And the doll gun.
Hold on.
Okay.
Damn it. Figure at Zero of Ivan Carolyn, who is... Origami Cyclone.
He's trying his best sex me up pose.
Yeah, they showed some pretty cures. No one cares about those. And that Ivan guy is an August?
Yes.
August release from the Tamashii Web. So you want that, get on that. Then we see the Akiba Rangers. Those, you'll find them on the Koga list under other douchebags. They showed the 3 Akiba Rangers. What?
So bitter.
I can be bitter. That's my job.
Dawson no, it's my job.
I can be bitter about this. And they also showed them helmetless in suit, yellow with her little cat ear thing going on. That's a little frightening. And then we see the little car that is clearly for camouflage purposes.
But it's like a bear with its face being ripped off by a ribbon.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I think
someone just put it there.
And they've got their villains have figures and all that fun stuff. And I guess what's that? That's a gun, and that looks like their toys, regular toys.
Yeah.
They had a Dragon Ball display showing everything
we've
already seen. Plus San Diego Comic Con 2012 exclusive of Gohan.
I get to buy Gohan again.
The Super Saiyan Gohan with blue.
The Origami Cyclone belt. Civilian looks like he just drew a card. Utopia! Okay, sorry.
He's got the blue belt as opposed to the red belt that the original had. Which, I mean, looks like it's the only difference. Maybe this one will end up coming in with the same kind of Snooki tan that Goku did.
God, I hope not.
We see some other Figuroid Zeros that were there. They had some One
Jessica
Piece.
Zessica Wong.
Zessica. I don't think that's a name.
I mean, there's all kind of Figuroid Zero things. I'm not sure if anyone's actually interested. That's Figuroid Zero.
Those pregnant Pharaoh.
I found out that the big muscular people are from Baki the Grappler.
Like, okay, well, they're creepy and it makes me uncomfortable to look at them.
I want to touch them. Like, I want to feel that glistening sculpt.
I'm more excited about Ultra Egg Good Ben.
Yes, that is next. Ultra Egg Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
Then I can pose next to my Lion-O and my Batman Beyond figure, and it'll be like a Boy Meets World display.
Complete with Matthew Lawrence inbox. The actual one, not a little toy from the actual Matthew Lawrence's inbox. I don't know how they shrunk him down, but I guess he was a little shrinky dink. And there's an Ultra Act Doragonic Cannon. I don't know what that means. Ultraman
one of his
Max.
Weapons, I think.
Shut up. Okay. Some kind of Ultra Act Ultraman and a Red King. That looks like a.
That's
giant
actually
sword.
Way big. Super way big. Ultimate way big.
Yeah.
Way big Haywire.
They also show a giant release for August, which is the SH Monster Arts King Ghidorah. And then they have some chibi arts, the little mermaid chick from One Piece, look, trying to look adorable with her little, like, shark thing. Not exploding
shark.
Oh,
look, there's
sharks,
the
Barnaby
I couldn't buy yesterday because my mom...
Then there's Tiger and Bunny.
Ugly doll?
What?
Is he holding an ugly doll?
Possibly.
It's a little bunny.
There's Kotetsu with his mask on.
They
Bonnaby,
covered up the Mad Bear, goddammit.
And Cream, yeah, the Mad Bear is behind a little sign. And then we see some... I don't know what those are. Half-age characters for the human forms of Tiger, Barnaby, Oregon Cyclone.
God, Fire Emblem is such a fucking gay.
Fire, and Blue Rose, I believe that is.
Yeah.
So, a bunch of things.
He's like
going to
seduce me with his pink hair. And
his pants are too tight and it's a figure. That's disturbing.
He's
his
probably,
hair looks like Will.i.am's hair.
He does, actually. He's trying to be a figure form of Dark Blaze and seduce you, but...
Only other things to really note are the SIC O's Tataba.
Which was insane looking.
They showed off Kiwami Kuga, which went up for sale the other day.
I got it!
And Makai Kato, Lord or Rodo, I don't know which one's accurate. I guess they're technically the same thing, but...
Just like Megazord.
Pearly blue guy.
Kimiga Daijobu, good job.
Super Robot Chogokin Daijijin's getting a release in September.
It's so pretty. Like, for real. I don't know what happened to the stuff they had at the other show, unless we just don't know it was there again, but, you know, that's how these things work. And there's still no G3 Mild. He's dead. Dawson was crying for days.
Fuck all these figures. I just want G3 Mile, and then we can run off together and get married.
Keep on wishing.
But I want to know how to get this SH... Well, get the Figuroid Zero mechanic. I'm excited about him. And then I want that Magna Giga, like, right now. The Ryuki guys look so pretty. I'm excited about them. I'm excited about Sword Form that we just bought. And these Zodiarts are freaking gorgeous. I mean, you look at the stars.
One of them's a regular release, that means I have to buy it.
Like, the little stars on them look really nice. And the Sentai guys, I just love them all. Akaranger looks really good. The Dekas, the Bokingers, and Wall Skills
looks really nice.
Yeah, he does. I didn't know they were going to make Wall Skill.
I want the back of the box to say, yes, boss.
Actually, now that you mention it, I now do want a Barizork to go with him. They can be butt buddies.
But Walls, Gills, Ryo, Melee. Those are probably my three best ones.
Yeah,
those are certain really... release just because they all look really cool. I mean, I'm excited about the Deckarangers and the Bokengers, I guess. But
it's really cool. I like them, and I can't wait for them to get them. And hug them and love them and do things to them when Dawson's not looking.
It'll be a long time.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm still waiting on my figure arts Futoku. That too. Man, they're all lost. I think they just
Saga. Saga's gone.
Saga? Banana Axel OG?
Yes. That's all I gotta say is yes. But lots of really cool shit from this show.
Can't believe that they're gonna demand all my money for it this Saturday.
I know.
And they did make these other guys that I wanted to make. It's a good thing I'm not tempted by this anymore.
What do we got next? I have no idea.
Kimiga Daijoubu, good job.
Apparently, I don't know where exactly, but I figured this would spark a nice discussion, that they're considering making civilian figures for Sentai.
I heard that from the thing. We didn't see anything about it, but supposedly that Marvelous is like the first one.
Well, are they going to be like Hana or the Akiba Rangers' heads, or are they going to be like lifelike?
I'd imagine they'd be anime-esque.
I want them to be more like a robot that looks just like him, so I can have him in my house, that moves animatronically. That would be...
Well, now, would they be like those... would they be in suit, or would they be like in the Captain Marvelous coat? Because that would be awesome.
All of them would be in the Captain Marvelous coat. Every Sentai person ever.
Because I would love, like, Figure Arts Joe in his little zipper suit.
I kind of don't want them, because this is going to take up more space.
Yeah, that's the only reason I don't particularly want them, is because I want, like, the Deca Rangers and all these guys. But I wouldn't mind, like, if I had to pick one, I'd certainly want Marvelous.
I wouldn't mind having the Gokaiger, that's pretty much it.
I wouldn't mind having a dog. Do Gokaiger, fuck everyone else.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind a Gokaiger just because
Milky Do Figures Heart. RJ, and then you're set. Oh, crap.
Yeah. An RJ would be nice. And then Dawson could shut up and die in a hole. Oh, wait, what?
Poor guy.
Yeah, you get points if you catch me sleeping.
Yep. It was trending. It says you get points if. I'm like, this is too perfect.
You get points if.
Dude, Kevin's dad's winning. None of the other family, they've been sleeping at the wheel. They forgot how a game was going. Like, one guy yesterday was like, I feel you, man, but he didn't do anything about it. He was just yelling down the hallway with that orange traffic cone.
That was my dad.
Oh. He bought the traffic cone with his points. Or Dave and Buster's. I don't know if they have Nicola Play in those universes.
I don't know what any of that stuff is, but...
What was the other one?
Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, we have Dave and Buster's.
That's why I used it after I said Nicola Play.
Nickel? What?
Games for nickels! You play games for nickel. That sounds ghetto.
It's because it is ghetto. What the fuck? Anyway.
Hot spot.
I like how Brian loses $200 on penny slots or something.
It's $200 on penny slots? I'll spend quarters, asshole.
Oh, moving up nickels. In the world. That's
cool. You know you don't have? Bam! Penny! Look, Predator Boy's got all the answers. Sorry, just can't resist making that.
So, we have a little story-ish thing for Akiba Ranger.
This is the part where I stab my ears out.
Doesn't really matter too much because it's airing this weekend, I think. So.
Yay! Jar Jar Binks.
Misa Jar Jar Binks. So anyway, they're protecting Akihabara, and their goal is to make Akiba Ranger an official Sentai. So, from what I can gather, like, the premise of the show is them trying to make Akiba Ranger an official Super Sentai while protecting Akihabara.
That's beautiful.
And something about being annoying and power and...
There needs to be a Twitter campaign in the show and in real life so we can have, like, connectivity. I don't know what I just said.
I get you, I think. It's just the thing. But, I don't know. I'm still looking forward to it. I know a certain someone isn't, but. But I am.
Wonder Twins.
Wonder Twin Power activate. Form of bucket of water.
We finish each other's sandwiches. Oh, that's cool.
Jaina's tampon. Nope. Cool. Alright.
Thank you.
Alright, Chuck will leave me alone.
Chuck? Chuck! Sorry, I still get weak sometimes. I see that Tonka Chuck truck in the Target aisle. I just break down. I'm in the fetal position.
Chuck and Friends or whatever it
sir,
is.
Yeah, like, sir, we're closing. Chuck! Oh, Ryan, CB01 stands for Chuck Bartowski 01.
Okay.
He's piloted in Carmichael Industries. I solved that earlier.
Alright.
Oh, that's cool. Kimi ga daijoubu, good job.
So, lastly, we have the superhero disaster net movies.
Go Busters!
So,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
The net movies realized that this movie's going to be a mess, and so they renamed it Superhero Tai Hen, which is disaster. So, so the net movies are basically in like three different styles. There's murder mystery for Kamen Rider and Sentai. And then there's one where...
You realize they're murdering it? Oh.
there's a three episodes where Principal Garen gets like a challenge.
Herpes? Oh.
Maybe an STD, I don't know. But
challenge accepted.
One episode for each of the GoBusters, they come and try to help them solve the challenge. And
can we go Busters? Can we go Busters?
And then the last one has to do with Narutaki and Utaros, because
yes.
He's there too.
My favorite new comedic duo.
And then there's a guy
who's
asking questions. He's confused.
Ba 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 ba.
You realize, Brian, you don't have to read the news that way every week.
New format. Format choice number four. Brian sings the news while Dawson and Jedi laugh for amusement.
The first question is Gokaiger a ripoff of Decade? The second episode is What's a Kaiju? And episode three is What's the show that came after Amazon? It's definitely not X.
Strongman.
Definitely not X.
You're right, it's not because it was stronger.
Yay! I don't know why it's called that because it says he watched Superhero Tyson and liked it, so guys, stupid. But he's concerned about what owners said in the movie. I don't know what he said in the movie, because the movie ain't
out.
Who
is guy doing stuff?
Gokai Silver. Not the other
that
guy doing stuff. Not Black Condor, but the other one.
The guy from Ryuku? Ryuki?
Ryuku?
My Russian accent came out also.
So I don't know what that episode's about, but... Anyway, yeah. Net movies, yay. We'll see them God knows when. Never would work fine with me, I think. But,
yeah.
What about Eternal?
I get it.
Whoa, it took me a minute because I'm slower, but I got it.
Took me a minute because I'm slower.
We know you're slow. Queer.
Hey, you know.
You're in all style.
Get your game on. Go play. All that glitters gold.
No, sad dog commercial. You will not get me. Oh, good. It's a nice, sad kid commercial. I don't care about those.
I don't care about the kids, but the dogs, man. Think of the dogs.
What are you going to do when you see a starving child like this one? Laugh?
Be thankful that I'm not seeing a sad dog commercial.
Sad dog commercial.
I don't even smoke.
Super Hot Chogokin Magic King's wingspan is fucking awesome.
Someone's opening toys.
He's all... Whoosh. I have to do something to occupy me, damn.
You could pay attention and be attentive, like the rest of us.
I'm attentive, I was singing the news!
While groping Magic King's wings.
I was.
That's multitasking at its finest.
I know, right? See, Dawson understands.
Oh. Yeah. Dawson understands, I'm just going on.
Dawson understands elegance of speaking in clicks.
Can we go Busters? Can we go Busters?
Yeah.
Brian likes to do men in his bathroom now. I don't know.
Why does he come with two different sword holding hands?
Sometimes when he's. I don't know. He needs a wider grip for ones with more girth. One's for the magnum.
He likes doing it different ways sometimes. Is there a problem with that?
Okay.
Yes. Are we on the superhero time yet?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you.
Superhero time.
Superhero time. Go Busters.
Forza.
Sounds like the platypus from Phineas and Ferb.
Well, that's how I was instructed to do this, is Forza.
I meant Dawson, but...
Oh.
you don't sound like
a platypus? I want to be a platypus. Those things are awesome. Anyway, so we're on episode 6, right? And the last episode we just saw the little Megazord come to life that they captured, and we're like, oh, shiz, it's about to go down. So, we see the beginning that they're trying to form Gobustero, but they can't do it because Hiromu's a derp face. And then something flies off the Megazord, this little paper thing, and makes its way to Spacebar, who's just gotten done telling Vendix he needs to calm the fuck down and, you know, not be a little bitch. And so he goes and they find the GoBusters base, and he takes his credit card out and swipes it through his computer, and it's all like install, and it's all like what did it say? I don't know, but to me it didn't sound like whatever. It was a full fire extinguisher
it was
thing.
Sprayroid.
Spray. Yeah, it sounded to me like it's saying Sprayroid, and I was like, what?
Probably was.
Why is it spaying someone? I don't know.
Because it doesn't want the pets to have babies.
Yeah, it was trying to be like Bob Barker and have your pets spayed or neutered. And so they go into the GoBusters base and they break in, and they start causing havoc, and so like, oh crap, we gotta go save the day. So they go and they lock down behind the GoBusters when they go in, and they start fighting and they transform and do things. And what happens? They're fighting the Metroid. I don't even know what happened. I forgot.
They're fighting the Metroid, and then self-destructing things.
Like Spacebar is like tag hacking into that system, and he's like, "Ha, lols, watch this." He likes blogging, and he
just like me likes blogging in his free time.
Yeah, so what he does is he sets off the hangar self-destruct, ties them up, and runs away. It's like, lol, 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 you die now. And so then Ryuji breaks free, and he frees Hiromu and, like, tosses him through the closing doors and is like, hey, go free us with GoBuster Ace. He's like, okay. So they, like, at one point, like, we see him, we see flashes back to, like, trying to like skip rocks on the water as a kid, but then Ryuji can do it or whatever, but he can't or something. I don't know. He's Hiromu and he sucks at life. Yeah. And so
I still can't, so don't feel bad, Hiromu.
So he gets in GoBuster Ace and starts to try and open them, but then the Megazord shows up, and so he has to fight that. And meanwhile, Ryuji and Yoko Ono are there fighting the Metroid, and they go like, it's time for Special Buster, and they blow up the guy, and then they're about to blow up, but then Hiromu frees them, and they leap out and get like caught up by Gorosaki and Usada and their machines, and then they're like, gotta fight both Megazords now, and they're like, let's do it! It's for the Megazord, guys! And they're like, yeah!
Megazord sequence has been initiated.
Yeah, and so, like, the Grabbit and the Gorilla split apart, and all the pieces, like, swirl around GoBuster Ace, and then the guy memory data stream protects them. And they all combine, and they're like, GoBuster O, we kick ass. And so they fight, and then they, like, do this thing where the wheels from the gorilla...
The wheels on the bus go round and round.
They do go round and round, and they put a bubble around the two Megazords, and then they slash through them both, and they blow up. And they're like, haha, we rules, we get stalled to pitches. And then they make fun of Hiromu and stuff, and they have fun times, and then it ends.
Terrific.
And it was, like, pretty cool... And the awesome sucks because he probably went to the bathroom to go pee, which is why we didn't hear his voice.
No, I'm here. I'm trying to watch something. Can you please stop talking?
Oh, okay.
Trying to watch his interview with Chris Hardwick.
And, like, it's strange because they don't get, like, a combined cockpit, but they just... I know, that word makes Dawson giggle like a 12-year-old. But if they all end up, like, next to each other, they're in the same little spaces, but they just end up sitting next to each other in different rooms.
They have personal space issues.
Yeah.
Genius.
So.
Not an issue. Here's a tissue.
No.
No. That was from Austin Powers. That's not my material that you can turn down.
Oh.
I'm not responsible for how these jokes it's happen. Ba, 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 ba.
But, so yeah, so you guys.
Z. Gweeg.
Gweeg.
That's one of the things he said in that episode.
So, I really enjoyed the episode. I think GoBuster O made quite a grand debut. Oh,
absolutely.
Like I said before, it's such a refreshing feeling to have waited this long to get the actual, like, combined Zord. And, I mean, next episode shows, I mean, we are going to get GoBuster O, but, I mean, it shows some, like, guerrilla solo action and stuff. So,
it's nice
to... Yeah, it's nice to know that it's not always going to be GoBuster O. He's go-busted.
Didn't they say... Because I was trying to remember that in the end of the episode, that it takes, like, a significant amount of Enertron to do this formation.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
so
it can't...
I thought they could use that as an excuse not to do it later. Like, oh, we can't go ultimate, then you can't recharge.
Yeah, like, it can't stay that long, that way for an extended period of time.
So that makes me happy, so that means it won't just go to this by default and we'll lose solo interaction, hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling it might be used often just because L will sell toys.
Yeah.
But it won't be, like, automatic, like, oh, let's do GoBuster O because we can. Yay, fight! I don't think we're going to get that all the time.
And I also like how you said how realistic it is, like, the way they go about it, like, actually practicing and learning how to do it. They don't just get master control right out of the gate. You gotta start with 10 aliens, and then you move up.
Like, I like the aspect of them, like, having to figure out how to ward off the Megazords before they can form.
It's just realistic that they would attack when they're trying to form.
Yeah, because it's like, it's always like, oh, let's form the Megazord, and they're like, tew, 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 pose, and I'm like,
all right, now let's fight.
So I like how they included the aspects of the Megazords actually trying to attack them as they do their combination.
And realizing they're vulnerable, let's blast them now.
Yeah. So I definitely like that part. It was kind of a quick entrance. I mean, he was there, he attacked, he won, that was it. But.
Yeah. But, I mean, he did what he needed to do, got in, got out, got his job done.
Yeah, it was certainly pretty good.
I like how the realism of the formation of GoBuster O is offset by that door. And it's slow closing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, all right, it's closing. And then they just, like, actually zoom by it as it's paused. Had enough time for, like, four major events to happen. And the other ones were just like, zoom.
Ching, ching, ching. Last one. I smell plot manipulation.
And then, now, don't
and
make
And then he grabs his hat through the bottom of it. Oh, it's Indiana Jones. Alright, is it under Weekly For This Summary or Wii this week? I don't know.
Wii!
I don't think I did it right. Oh. Are we ready to talk about my favorite show ever? Barney and Fred.
Yeah.
I love you. You love
like this
me.
I saw it. It's like, when I was little, I watched Barney and Friends, and it showed a picture of Barney. When I grew up, I watched Barney and Friends, and it shows How I Met Your Mother. I'll have to post that on Facebook or something. Anyway, so, off to the most bestest writer ever. So we start off, and Ryusei's having dreams of taking shit out of his meteor storm, and he's like, woo, 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 and gay stuff like that. And then he wakes up, and he's at Jiro's bedside. He's like, don't worry, one day I'll make all this right, and we can go back to Butler School. And, yeah.
That's Bellhop School, Gary.
Oh, yeah, Bellhop School. I'm sorry. I got the joke wrong. I can't believe it. I'm a disgrace to my own joke.
You are a disgrace, but we knew that already.
And then back at school, it's the start of a new year, and Gintaro's just being super annoying. He's like, I'm going to be everyone's buddy. And I'm like, I almost just lost control and hit you.
He's the kind of person I would be scared of at school.
I'm going to be your friend. Challenge accepted. and then Suspenders guys, their new homeroom teacher. Bye, Nanami. Guess she's not coming back. FML. And he's going to keep a close eye on all these students, and he keeps them up front. And he's basically stalking them now. And then we have Garen giving one of the new students, looks like a Bidoof, a switch. And he becomes the Fly Zodiar. And Tank and Miu spot him in the Tank and Miu mobile. or, in other words, the Tank Tank.
Tank got a stang.
And
I was sitting here going, when the fuck did Tank get a Mustang?
I don't know. College. And
not
they
even
give
a
him
new
out
Mustang.
And so Forze and Meteor arrive on the scene, but Meteor's like, no, you're too weak. I think I'll leave. And then at some point, the monster runs off. Some kind of altercation happens. This is the point where I'm not paying attention. The altercation just ends because the episode can't end yet because we're still at 12 minutes. that's how it happens.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why it didn't end, but thank you for sharing that with me.
I was just about to say, and then it ends. I should have ended it there. Anyway, so then everyone's had to sneak around to get back to the rabbit hatch because of Spender's man. And Gintaro's like, oh, man, he almost caught me. And then he's there with his stupid-ass face. And so he takes him to the principal's office. And then the new girl, who's friends with the Bidoof guy, who was just seeing a bunch of people clicking, and she was like, well, that's it. She's at the office. And then she loses control and hits everyone. She flips Gintaro and the Spender's guy over. That was just a beautiful sight. And then Gintaro gets a call on his stupid-ass phone that's not inconspicuous at all. And they find the Fly Zodiac again. And Meteor arrives just in time to save Ring Girl. And he's like, yay, and stuff. And then Gintaro shows up, and he uses these new unheard-of forms called Elec and Fire States. Couldn't even believe that. He should have just gone Lodestar. I don't know what he's doing. And then he's just about to finish him off, and the stupid-ass girl stops him. And then while all this is going on, Kengo's going to get the spoon switch. I mean, the net switch. And then Suspender's Man follows him because he's not paying attention. And then he makes this awful face. And then I almost lose control and hit him again. And then it ends.
Also known as a summary of how Tazen wants to kill Usugi.
That's what they're going to have to do. Here's what they have to do with Suspender's Man. They're going to have to tie him up. And they're going to have to say, you know what, maybe we'll have to drop him off in the middle of nowhere with some resources. He won't find out about the farm. But then they're going to bring him back, and then they're going to contemplate executing him. And then Shane's going to take him off and kill him and try to set it up so he can kill Rick. Aw, shit, that's the wrong show. And spoiler alert, Brian. The Walking Dead.
Okay.
You'll get this. When you're done with season two, you'll be like, you'll just laugh hysterically during a dramatic scene because you remember this joke. And the people who watch Walking Dead will get it.
Okay.
Hashtag tangent. So somebody else give their thoughts since I just went on a tangent.
Go ahead, Kevin. I'll go last.
It was interesting. I liked Suspender's Man just being insane. That face he made at the end was frightening.
Any face he makes is frightening.
Yeah. I mean, I guess their secret was bound to come out at some point. I didn't think it would be to Suspender's Man. But...
Okay, does that locker have to be at the school?
Yes, right? It has to be right there. That's why Kengo was trapped there at the beginning.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because they moved the locker.
Yeah, it has to be in that spot for it to work. So they're bound to the school.
I still like my idea.
Moving it? They just called the people who moved the houses. I mean, they can do anything.
Not that one.
Wait, what was the other idea?
The idea about how they need a switch to get in.
Oh, yeah, this is a show about
switches.
There's
no sort of lock on the damn thing. I mean, anyone can just walk in and go, oh, shiny,
like a
and walk
rider pass. Like the way you can just walk through a door in Deno, and then all of a sudden you're just in the sands of time. Not Prince of Persia.
I mean, like, get a combination, or you need to have an astro switch, or some...
I mean, it's a beat-up, bold locker, so...
Fix it.
You know.
Fix the show. Just call her a parent.
But... I was really confused
Call mechanic.
About the whole Tank Joe. And Miu car thing.
I didn't. He got a car. And...
Really? That's what you're confused about? he goes to the dealership. He's like, here are my monies. And then he gets a car.
Then there was the two kids and the freshmen, and they were like, no, I don't want to listen to you. And then the other one's like, I'm going to protect you. And I'm like, God, I hate both of you.
I'm
going to
protect
go away.
You and love you and call you my squishy.
This is stupid.
Be my squishy, and I will call you squishy.
Like, this is how stupid the motivations are. I want to be popular, so I'm going to turn into a fly and beat the shit out of everybody. Isn't that what that new movie Bully's about? Stopping Zodiarts?
Like, I didn't know what was happening, and then I loved how, like, Libra's there with Virgo, and she's like, bro, that's the Cancer switch. He's like, yeah, so what of it? She's like, dude, don't even.
You're the one that killed him. I didn't even do anything.
I didn't do it. I just made him look a little different.
I was busy doing my, like, weekly seaweed bath.
I was playing makeover time, and you had the wrong idea of what I said, and you killed him. I'm not my problem.
I mean, I was busy doing my hair. I mean, look at this hair. This doesn't just come out. You had to work on this.
I had to bathe in dead leaves for this to happen.
I mean, look how disproportionate it is. Like, 80% of my hair is on this side. Like, come on. Let's get real. Seriously, though, who are you? DM Transform. Zodiart seemed to love to do that. Except for her. She just wanders around the school unnoticed.
But, so, yeah. I don't know what's going on. I want to watch him net the fly swarm or something.
It's the nut switch. It goes on your leg.
My God.
Yep.
But go, Brian.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I didn't absolutely hate it.
I did.
I found it.
We know you hate it. I hope you die. Sense.
Last week was fine. This week wasn't.
I didn't really. Suspenders guy. I have a love hate relationship with Suspenders guy.
Remember when everyone thought he was Scorpion or thought he could be?
Yeah.
When he was suspected in the slightest of being a Zodiart? That was funny.
That was fun. But, like, sometimes I like his anti. I like the part where he almost got eaten by a rabid bunny. That was fun.
That was just funny. I thought that was pretty funny, actually, that he was actually went to, a rabbit place. This is where you are, Kisaragi.
I liked the bunny attacking him. That was adorable. Clearly a stuffed rabbit.
Clearly you're messed up if a bunny attacks you. They are docile creatures.
Not the one in Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That thing was evil. It ripped the whole dude's throat out.
I thought they established that bunny was evil, though. Like,
well, oh, yes.
Well, and then the other bunny that's violent is the one that loses his memory and beats up his best friend.
But it was fun.
Wienerlicious? No.
I want to go to the Wienerlicious and get some wieners.
Yeah, I don't. It had more piss me off moments than it had made me go whoa, whoa, whoa.
Like, that's the thing about what I hate about this episode is everyone was just over the top. It just already started with Gintaro being over the top. Like, he's like, "I'll be your friend." He's going around like touching everyone. And I think he was doing that challenge to touch women's stomachs when they're sitting down.
Sexual abuse.
And then Yuki's just being annoying, and then people in the background are getting beaten at Kevin's house.
Fun times. So, now is it time for Super Samurai Samushuki? Cha!
Samurai forever! Jaden!
Dawson!
That new intro for season 3. Dawson!
Kevin!
Kevin, just use Kevin's. Dawson, Brian, Kevin!
Hey.
I think he actually got an actual black guy to do his voiceover for him.
Good times. So, we have some sort of episode about heavy metal and rock and brothers and stuff.
It's my brother, baby. Oh, wait, that's awesome.
Anyway, at the Shiba house, the Rangers find a guitar-playing Asian kid. He's Mia's brother with a weird accent I can't quite figure out.
I thought it was a lesbian.
And then they get a little call and they have to go run off to fight evil.
Or wait for Madison to show up and be like, V! Sorry.
Haircuts don't lie.
So they go fight and then somehow Kevin's there even though he was supposed to be shopping with Mia, who isn't
and
there.
Then she was
sorry.
There.
But then Mia finally got there when they were done and she's like, oh, damn it.
Mia just shows up at the end, morphs, demorphs, whoo, That was a good one, guys. Like, were you even here? Yeah, I was in the back fighting that Mooger that was stuck behind the trap.
I was helping him get out.
And then I killed it.
That's so merciful. So they tell her that her brother's there, and so she gets kind of upset, and then Antonio jizzes his pants. He's all like, oh my god, Rock! It was like he channeled his inner Kengo and ran
off.
Holy
crap, my Nico's blown.
And so Mia gets there, and she's all happy to see Terry. She's like, yay, brother! And Terry's like, yeah, I'm a lesbian. And so then she gets angry and scolds him for not doing his doctor work. He's like,
Dr. Maki!
He's like, but I want to be a Rocker. And like, no, doctor, now! And so he gets pissed too, and he leaves, but he gets kidnapped by an Antonio.
Is it just me or it's real story? Except for the kidnapped by Antonio part.
And so they can go jam in the park.
Jam out with my boss!
They call it now. At the junk
jam out
ship,
with the crime out.
Serator says he's going to go fight him on his own because there's no monster for this episode. So, Octor is being a whiny little tentacle face. Meanwhile, Bulk and Spike are depressed because they suck at everything ever. And so Bulk says that they need a new path to Samurainess. And so he runs to a wall, and then he finds a flyer for the concert. He's like, let's make music! And they're like, okay. And so then we're greeted by a montage of Bulk and Spike singing horrible, horrible songs about the country and pant pockets and roads. And then, meanwhile, right after that, our ears get blessed with Antonio singing.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
And he has a fish guitar, and he only knows one song, and they're tight. So, Terry goes to the Sheba house to deliver flyers. Emily's confused that Antonio's singing. She's like, hashtag what the fuck?
Featuring Antonio, because he's just so popular. Like, everyone in town's like, oh, fuck, Antonio's gonna be there. Yes.
And he only has one name. He only has that first name.
Maybe if we put that there, people think it's Banderas.
Meanwhile, Bulk and Spike go to the biker bar to hire bouncers to kick them off the stage when they go to play because they think people will hate them. I don't know. So it was stupid.
They're going to get mobbed because they're so popular, so they need to be escorted out of the building safely.
Okay, we'll go with that.
They're so popular.
Mia reflects on how she's a total bitch. Spike actually tries to interact with a Power Ranger, but then Mia's like, oh, well, no, we can't be here for more than 2 seconds or the universe will explode, and runs away.
That's exactly what I was
thinking. Now they fight Serator and Mooger, and he gets their butts kicked, and then Mia shows up and goes super, attacks Serator, and he's like, oh, fuck, that hurt. And he makes a giant paper robot and runs away. And then, so Mia summons a Megazord, and Jaden summons a Bullzord, and Antonio summons a Clawzord, and the other ones don't matter. And so then... Sure.
What? Invaded?
I think so. And then they win. And then back at the Sheba house, Mike tries to teach Kevin how to dance, but he's a bad black person and can't dance. So Mia's still being a bitch. And so they go to the concert, and then Bulk and Spike rap nursery rhymes, and then they get kicked out by the hired bouncers, and they're like, hashtag what the fuck. Then Antonio blesses us with his golden pipes, and Mia sings too, but she's not important because she's ruining the song because she's not Antonio and not golden. And then so afterwards Mia apologizes and they live happily ever after, and then it ends. That's the one song they know.
Yeah, and I'm, every time I see that scene I'm just gonna picture that song, and I totally didn't know that Kengo and Antonio were lost brothers.
Antonio's like, Rocky!
And then Antonio's got Kengo's second haircut though, so he just start transforming with his boot and being like, you're a fake friend, Jaden. You're a fake friend. Get away from me. I'm Red Ranger now. And then Jaden becomes comic relief.
For anyone that was like uber fans of the song, it's supposed to go on iTunes on like the 24th or something.
Oh, man. Was this the one he was working on when he wasn't in Clash of the Red Rangers? Or was it a joke? He's not in that card set because of the classic, because of the album. How is that even possible? Don't take that seriously. He actually wasn't in a CD. I mean, I can't even get the words out how ridiculous it is. It was legitimately considered. Like, what does that have to do with it? Please don't make my figure. I'm making a CD. God, my cheeks are smiling.
I think Kevin died somewhere.
Kevin?
He's still here. I don't know what... he, like...
I'm right here.
I don't know. I didn't mind the episode. I mean, there was a lot of weird singing, and then there was some pretty decent singing, but I don't know. It was original plot, so I'll give him points for that.
I minded the kid's bad accent. I minded that. That was weird.
Like, it wasn't even, like, an off accent. It was just, like, it's that accent that I don't quite know where it comes from.
It was an accent that just didn't make sense.
Well, no, it bothers me is
I've, by the Hey Lady kid.
I've heard that accent before with an Asian person.
Like, that's... Really?
Singaporean?
I don't know.
Canadian-Asian. Canadian. They play a lot of canasta. That was too much.
Took it one line too far.
Yeah, one line to silence.
But
stop.
I the Antonio singing thing was cool. That was fun. And
he's not bad.
What?
So he's not bad.
Yeah. The Balkan Spike thing was just hilarious.
I think my least favorite part of the episode was when they were rehearsing in their garage. That part kind of pissed me off. I don't know. I thought it was really annoying.
It was kind of funny. I was waiting for them to get beat up by those bikers.
I was like, do it, do it, do it. Oh.
Bonky should have put on more of his biker gear.
Yeah.
I was going to say he should have worn a spike necklace, and then I remember that was Skull. He wore a dog collar.
But, and then Mia was like, I'm a little bitchy bitch, and I was like, oh, why
she
are you so rude?
A huge bitch this episode.
My favorite
part
was...
Oh, it's for charity,
my...
it's okay.
She's like,
oh,
where's your little...
so much.
Where's a little doll on your shoulder? You can't be a doctor without one. He was like, what?
Takamaki!
Why did you tell me it was for charity? Why does it matter?
I hate that so much. He's supposed to be doing charity work. No, everyone in Power Rangers Universe isn't a goody motherfucking two-shoes. I hate that.
He just wanted to live his life through rock.
Exactly. Just be like Kengo. Lives in a tiny apartment. He's with Wataru and his pouty lips. I mean, come on. Also, my favorite part of the episode was when Mike was dancing and simultaneously strangling Kevin.
Yes, that was awesome.
That was great.
Anytime anyone strangles in the G, we get excited here at the RRR Tower.
But then when he pulled away, there was this huge blotch of makeup that just rubbed off on it, revealing that the G's actually white.
It all makes sense now.
That's
why
he
couldn't dance. That's
why he was so tan at the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh my god.
That's why he couldn't dance.
What's that about? What are you, king? You have to hide your tattoo? Oh, yeah. On both hands?
I thought he was Michael Jackson. He needed to wear a glove.
It was an okay episode. I enjoyed it. I was surprised by the amount of like people loving it. I just was like, oh, that was okay.
Well, I'm confused. How does the whole Shogun thing work?
When he wants to.
When he's... It's just like an ultimate transformation. Depends on your mood. It might split off into its own thing, but Azumath's gotta fix it eventually.
I was confused. I'm like, wait, he used the finishing of the Bullzord, but he didn't go Shogun Ranger.
I thought maybe back when this was all started that was gonna be a requirement to go into the Bullzord was the Shogun armor.
That would have made too much sense.
No, I mean, it's whatever you feel like. It's like special training when you need to be top heavy. Like, whatever he feels like, you need some weight training, maybe mix some Bubbles and Gregory in there.
Like, I was so confused.
No sensu beans? Ah! Ah! That was epic. I love that video.
Carries the boombox around.
I know, carrying the epic Super Saiyan 3 transformation music, it's pretty badass. I want that just following me everywhere.
But yeah, I didn't mind the episode. I mean, it wasn't fantastical or anything, but I think it was better than a lot of the season one episodes.
Most season two episodes are better than season one episodes.
I think all of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my favorite is still the Christmas special, but that's just me.
I can't wait till we get that Bullzooka.
So they're going to attach it for even more top heaviness.
Is that next week, or...
I don't know.
We should be getting the Bullzooka and the Gigazord soon.
Gigazord! Ultimate Gigazord!
Kanga's gone.
ultimate Gigazord is when it combines with the RPM Ultrazord. Just.
So much
Ultra. The Megazord is a model as big as this! Oh! That joke actually works. Sort of. Okay. So now it's time for Facebook. Oh, shit. I didn't announce that. Oh, wait. Yeah, we do ramble time first. Okay, that's right. I was ready to just knock out these questions.
Ramble, ramble, ramble time.
New jingle. Bam. I love that.
Oh god.
What I love is how instead of just going, no, I'm not doing that anymore, Brian feels compelled to do it.
It's what the fans demand, and by fans I mean me.
I'll let the fans decide whether ramble, ramble, ramble time.
Do a vote, all three of you. The rest of you passive listeners, just keep going on not paying attention.
All three of our commenters, feel free to...
Please comment. We get like one extra person. It's Chris with a pity comment. Yes, it's TV Tuesday. Anyway.
Right.
Film expert Chris Gore.
Pokemon.
It's Pokemon. A battle.
Pokemon.
It's the friends you make. It's the road you choose.
You got the right stuff. So make your mind up. To have the courage inside of you. If you're strong, you'll survive. And you'll keep your dream alive. It's the battle frontier.
Pokemon.
Be the best you can be. And find your destiny. It's the master plan.
It's the master plan.
The power's in your hand. Pokemon. You got the three-way strength to win it.
Okay, so the extended version. Not the extended version.
Sorry.
Okay. If you're smart, you can take it.
If you're strong, you're surviving. Keep your dream alive. It's the battle frontier.
Big Boy and Busty. All right, I had to get that moment in.
No, that stuff's dirty. I don't want your gay porn here,
dog. I don't want to look that up.
That was great.
I was legitimately frightened.
This week we had
Scraggy. Not by a snivy.
That guy, Theta, was frightening.
She was like, also a whore. Just saying.
Yeah, she really was. Her trainer was really the Pokemon, and the Pokemon was the trainer, and it was... She was demanding. She made Mandibuzz fight
Human,
Tepe.
Human, use Whirlwind! Bulbasaur can do it, so can you!
I was telling these people in our private discussions, it was so funny, because they're like, okay, you need to have a battle with me? But whatever, and so he's like, alright, fine, whatever, you little hoe bag, I'll fight your Mandibuzz. And then they flashed over all the Pokemon, and they get to Snivy, and it just makes that smug look, and I'm like, oh, God, he's going to pick Snivy, please don't. Then we have to hear, Ash, Mandibuzz is a flying type, Snivy's a grass type, and he'll be like, oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
But he went with Tepig, so that was helpful.
I'm still worried. I'm like, dude,
but
just pick Pikachu. Just be like, Iron Tail, dead. Well, I guess Thunderbolt would do better, but Pikachu's level 100. Gothita's level negative 2.
Yeah. So, that was fun. But, and then she had those badges. Like, I bet you made your badges. Like, you know what? You suck, bitch. How about you go away and die?
I bet you made your badges. No Trip did.
Yeah.
No Trip did.
Gary.
Need those up. I also have like 40 more back at home. You want to go back to my place and check them out? It's like a 14-hour plane ride. But
you want to check out my badges?
They're in my room, in the bed. Just check them out. Oh, I'm sorry, what? But yeah, like, that was fun. And then that Gothita was desperate to get Scraggy. Like, it did not want to live its life without Scraggy.
Why do Pokemon sometimes get to sleep outside and sometimes don't? These are the things that I think about.
It depends on what's required for the plot.
Like, what is it like inside a Pokeball? That's something I'm going to wonder until my dying day. Like, they do not need to eat when they're in the Pokeball. They get fed when they're outside, but then they're just inside the Pokeball, not fed.
I don't know. Maybe they take them out and feed them. We just don't always see it.
Maybe they just get, like,
was
a vitamin supplement. They
was it one of the mangas that said they get, like,
a couch?
Like, absorbed or something?
Wait. What do you mean they get absorbed?
I don't know.
What?
Like, their molecules get... never mind.
I don't know, like, the Avengers manga, I think it said, like, it, I think it was that one, or said it was, like, has its own, like, little habitat space in there, like, it, I don't know, or one of them said
in the Avengers manga, They show like little babies, like they're all tiny inside the Pokeball. They're like, look.
They get like shrunk down, or like the little light shrinks them down. I saw one of them where it's like they have a little habitat. Maybe it was something about the anime. I don't know. I saw
Chris
it some...
flash on it. Wait, that's Digimon. Damn it.
Chris can't flash anymore. He played the PSP. Play Little Big Planet, can't flash again.
Can't flash.
Can't flash anymore. Again. Get your names right. God. Kevin just fell over. I'm sorry.
But in any case, your mom's gay. No, that Gothita was a hope bag and needed to die. I was hoping it would die, but it didn't die.
When are we going to get an event episode?
What?
It's been like an episode where something happens.
Oh.
It's been a while.
I don't know, I think soon. What's next week, Brian? Next week's?
Huh?
Just say green.
Tommy.
Damn it.
Stop playing with your toys and pay attention.
I'm reading about Pokeballs.
I bet you are.
It's inspired a Wikipedia tangent.
Next week's the one with episode with Dano.
Hutch Dano?
Let's see. If you're strong, you'll survive, and you'll keep your dream alive. It's the battle frontier. It's going to take... Let's see. The next is Dano. Then the one with Axelgore and Cryogonal. Then it's Silent and Chili fighting. Then it's the two with Tornadus, Thunderous, and Landorus. Then after that, it's the battle with Clay at the gym.
Well, I guess that's not so bad. I mean, we get to see the Kamen Rider parody and the stupid-ass genies that kind of look like Lightning Rod.
So it's
going to converts the Pokemon to a form of energy.
Energy!
And puts it in the Pokeball.
That's cool.
Where
well,
does the Pokemon
it
exist
there?
In time? In space?
What?
I don't know. Oh well, who cares? As long as they battle for me. So,
you talk about Yu-Gi-Oh.
And then Brian will touch
I'll
himself.
I'll keep reading about Pokeballs.
Okay, so this week was that guy that works for Kite.
He was like a psychic and he did stuff.
His name's Kite's assistant.
Yeah.
What else
he keeps Kite's appointments for him.
Oh, yeah, because everyone was really... They're trying to figure out what's Yuma's deal is with all this number card stuff. And I just found the antics amusing of everyone running into him talking to himself, apparently. Like, Kat was just on... When he was on the roof, she just sneaks up on him and he's like... Astral, we cannot be defeated! Who are you talking to? My penis. The little guy's got heart.
And then, like, all the secondary characters come back.
Yeah, it was like that
episode 4.
All the people that tried to kill him, like, oh, let's just team up and find him. And then get kidnapped.
Yeah, and then... Because that dude's going around stealing number cards or whatever for Trip, or Trip Kite. Whoever these people are, I don't even know
anymore.
That
seems so weird because Kite seemed like such a solo guy. Now all of a sudden, he's sitting in a chair Giovanni style with his eyes glowing, petting a Persian.
I know, like, I don't know what happened, like, from 2 episodes ago.
Like, I was almost wondering, is that not even him? Is it, like, is it a robot? I don't know.
But, and then, oh, Jesus, and then he had to go fight Yuma.
Well, at least it gives us a good opportunity to get close to that main part of the story without him having to fight Kite right away since he's not ready. But he's got all those new cards.
Yeah, he incorporated that like legendary deck or whatever into his deck. And so we're going to see him fight Astral. Well, not fight Astral. Fight with Astral. I guess hopefully Astral will help him and he'll listen because he's Yuma and he's an idiot. But he's already got like... Didn't he already summon Utopia in the Ernette or... I know he's got like number. The other guy's got number 16 sitting out there.
I don't remember if he has Utopia out.
I don't know. I know he basically, and then his friends are all like sitting in lava,
just waiting. Hey, face is melting.
Yeah, and they're waiting for him to. You know, the worse he does, the more the little ground they're standing on crumbles, and the closer they come to all dying.
They're gonna
which
kill
is
him
fine.
In
no
a
one cares.
Really elaborate plot with liquid hot magma. They're sharks with freaking laser beams on their freaking heads. Why don't we just kill them? I got a gun in my room right now.
No, we need an overly elaborate plot that is easily escapable.
Okay. by a duel, which is the way I hope all problems are solved.
But yeah, so that's what's happening. Hopefully, I don't know what's gonna happen next week. I mean, I probably kind of do if I guess we'll look it up. I'm sure he'll beat him, and I guess he'll take number 16.
And then Kite will be like, "Oh, he's stronger than I expected," and then he'll fly away on his kite, and then we'll get some filler, and then him and Kite will fight eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
And, I didn't notice that Shark showed up again. He was like, "You need to back off that chiz," and that was his
only like they're like, "Oh, number cards are, you know, evil, horrible things. You need to, you know, GTFO." And they're like, "No, we know what's going on with Yuma."
I'm kind of hoping Shark shows up and becomes more relevant again.
So, but I thought he had told them about Astral.
Who? He told everyone about Astral. They just don't believe him. Okay. I think he told the girl the I forget her name. Call her Catherine. Catherine and Bronk. I think he told them. I don't think
like his chick friend, or like, because the chick cat's the one with the cat ears.
The chick friend. I think they know about him.
Yeah, the chick friend.
Early on, he told them.
Yeah, so he. They don't understand why I just don't believe him and move along.
I think it's just everyone else that doesn't know. I think those two will be able to see him eventually.
It's because they're whores. That's all. They're all whores.
Swig.
But, I don't know. I
found the gold mine of learning about Pokeballs.
What is it? Pokeballs.com? Type that in, see what you get.
No, it's from Geekosystems.com.
What's it
okay, say? Well, what do we know?
Pokeball explanations. Here, you guys can look at it.
Damn it, Brian, I'm lying down. You know this.
So, I mean, basically, it says that they get converted into energy, and then there's glass panels on the inside that consistently bounce the energy around to preserve the energy state of the contained Pokemon.
Okay.
And then...
There's an orange?
With the Apricorns, they carve them out, and then they insert special energy capturing devices inside of them to make the Apricorn Pokeballs. And then it tells you about buying them, and... special ones, and that you can get premier balls because you buy too much stuff.
But it still doesn't appear to tell me what life is like inside a Pokeball.
There isn't one.
That sucks.
Using this theory, you just convert it into light energy and bounce around.
It's like dying every time you get called back. It sucks.
Although it does explain how, like, that one Ninetales could just live forever. In the first season,
want to go back in.
Because it was in its Pokeball. So if it's energy, it's not aging.
Oh man!
These people in the Lavender Town crying over their dead Pokemon are stupid. They could have kept them alive forever. Forever.
Just left them in the Pokeball.
Pikachu scared of going in there. I don't want to die temporarily, and then get shrunk down. Although you're not even going to notice because you're dead.
Yeah, well, Brian's gay and all, so...
Pokemon is one of those things that gets really weird if you think about it too much. Like Gengar being a dead Clefable or something. Cubone.
All I know is that... All I know is that Dawson sucks at life.
Yup. Sucking at life since 2004. No. Since I was born.
Okay.
So, what is next on the old agenda of shows? I'm going in airing order. Technically, Ben 10 is next, isn't it?
Technically.
Well, technically. Or do you want to save that for last, since that's the only one Kevin hasn't watched, I think?
Well, we'll do it right now while Kevin's still not tired yet. So.
Okay. So, yeah, it was the end of Ultimate Alien, and it ended.
That's honestly it.
It was pretty much a lot of the same things I would say about last week, because it was very lackluster, wasn't it?
It was stupid.
Like, it was, like, they were building up this ultimate event of Dagon coming out.
Here's the episode. Ultimate way big. I am Vilgax. I can shoot you, and I'll shoot you, and you just captured me. Ding. And they're like, I'll nickname you.
You got converted into energy.
I'll nickname you Daggy. And they're like, you're mine now. And then Vilgax became a giant floating thing, and then he became little again, and then he got stabbed, and then he became normal. And then Ben was like, oh my god, power! And then Julie was like, ship! And then Ben was like, okay, happy face! And then Vilgax disappeared, and everyone lived happily ever after.
With new Omnitrix. Yeah. It was pretty stupid. Like, the episode's called The Ultimate Enemy. It's a lot to live up to. Instead, you have Dagum going like, that's a huge bitch. It's like way big. Ultimate way big was like a tiny speck on him. And then he gets captured by Vilgax. Speaking of getting turned into energy.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
How stupid. And Ultimate way big, like, how stupid is it? Like, he like the last unlocked ultimate transformation just to be beaten down. We got to see Ultimate Wildmount one last time. I think that's his second appearance. Jury Rig transformed him to the transformed into him at the end of part one, beginning of part two, back to human. What was the point of that? Jury Rig. Next episode, Ben. What does he see Ben when he comes back?
Ben
Mungasaur. Fun fact, the last transformation in the Ultimatrix was Chromastone. Fun, right?
Yeah.
And how, like, in-depth was the explanation of where the sword and the Ultimatrix go? They just poofed. And then he gets a new Omnitrix, and the Ultimate transformations are gone now. And Vilgax was left unexplained. That was pretty bad.
But that pissed me off so bad. I'm sitting there going, they're going to stab him?
Like, what's gonna happen? He's just bleeding out over there.
So he's just sitting there watching him all go, aww.
I think the reason they did that is just because of the way last season ended, although it was very ambiguous still. I mean, even though they looked like Vilgax blew up, I mean, it was still ambiguous that he was probably going to be alive, considering he's like the Joker to Ben's Batman, pretty much. Mm. Except the Joker at least takes a break. Vilgax would not leave us alone.
I think
it would have served better, like, instead of being so predictable, Vilgax... Oh, fuck. Vilgax actually being able to take over Dagon's powers, if it would have been, like, Vilgax being so confident in taking over Dagon, and then Dagon, like, absorbs Vilgax, and that's when he became his Yeti form.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, that would have been better, because Dagon was pretty much retconned by Vilgax. Why is Kevin breathing weird? Is he in labor? Ultimate labor. I originally thought it was weird when I saw pictures of Ben getting the new Omnitrix, but I guess that Dwayne McDuffie and some of the team were involved in planning for Omniverse, so. Kyber was apparently Dwayne's idea. The new villain.
Mm.
It was nice that they had that in memory of Dwayne McDuffie thing at the end, though.
Yeah, that was nice.
And the episode was written by him, so. You can't blame the shitty writing on his death.
Man, once he died, the series turned to shit. Written by Dwayne McDuffie.
Fuck. He's losing his mind.
Maybe it was a sign. The writer should have picked up on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is getting pretty shit. Think something's wrong with him? Nah.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He just didn't get a Starbucks.
Probably Starbucks that killed him.
I wasn't amused.
Yeah, it was a pretty weak
Shugi's
show.
Not amused.
I was glad that he has an Omnitrix now again, though, and that's all happy, and now it's Omniverse time.
Yeah. I just don't want to wait that long.
I know, September? I think, at least look at the toys earlier, I'm pretty sure.
That's good.
Given the fact that they're trying to clearance out some stuff, they'll have a few more things to release, and...
They only have that one wave of Haywires and, like, Ripjaws and stuff, right?
Yeah. And that super Haywire pack from Toys R Us. I think it should be August.
Brian likes boys.
I'm hoping. And I'm hoping we get some more preview clips other than just that little trailer.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing grumpy Kevin.
I mean, he's like, what the fuck happened to me, man?
He's like, humongous sore.
And then we got horny Kevin over here.
That humongous sore moment when you get turned into a thug.
Oh, that's great. I kind of hope that we get the side up soon, too, because, like, right after Alien Force ended and Ultimate Alien was announced, we had a side up with, like, descriptions of shit. And, like, a little fun game. You could transform into their ultimate form. It was like, Ultimate Spider Monkey! What a racist sight.
No.
Oh, what now?
What's next? Green Lantern.
Green Lantern's next, right?
Green Lantern.
This episode where they got killed by slime.
I was pleasantly surprised by this episode.
Yes, so was I. It looked so fillery in the previews.
I was like, oh, this is stupid. And then they're like, it actually had some plot relevance. I'm like, oh, yay.
And that shit became a Green Lantern.
Yeah, that was cool. and she like pwned her brother. And you're like, no, Eric Matthews.
Evil Will Friedle.
Yeah.
Is like negative Eric Matthews.
Nega Matthews.
But it was a pretty cool episode. I liked that other dude, the one that he killed. I was like, oh, he's died. I was sad.
I thought he was going to be a cool addition to the cast. And
that's what I know. I was like, oh, look, another team. Oh, shit, he drank the beer. Now he's dead. But now I'm finding myself wondering, based on our discussion last week, if they're just going to recruit a member of every colored lantern.
I think so.
Be kind of crowded, but it'll be fine. Right, Edie?
I mean, they have to introduce the other lantern at some point. But a couple of a weeks from now, I was looking at the episode summary. What?
You're going robot, but fix yourself.
Oh.
It's all good.
I was looking at the episode listing on the Wikipedia, and like, Star Sapphire, I guess, I don't know if it's going to actually be Carol Ferris, I assume it is going to be on the show in 3 weeks, so I don't know if she's going to join them, and then they'll have, like, a purple lantern, but...
That'd be cool.
That'd be nice, and then, like, Razor's pretty cool, actually, I like Razor.
He's one of my favorite characters, just because he's something new.
Brian, it's just because he's red and you know it.
Shut up!
Red fanboy. Well,
he also has his own like unique kind of interaction between like with him and Kilowog, and then him and the ship. Like, because Aya just goes up doing her Aya stuff, and
on the team brings variety instead of having like all these people with the same exact power. I mean, well, it's pretty much very much the same.
It is the same power, but it works differently and looks different. And I like too that they did that with the Red Lantern thing. How like his stuff. When he does stuff, it looks different. Like, not just, oh, it's red. Like, it actually...
It looks kind of, like, fiery a little bit.
Yeah, like, it actually looks like it works differently. I mean, obviously it does, but just the way they did it looks, really, like, really nice.
You know what I can't help think of, which would spark my memory when he kissed that alien chick at the end, was I remember he was talking to his girlfriend in the pilot, and he's like, I'll be right back.
And we're going to have dinner.
And now he's on, like, a crazy alien quest.
But now that you mention it, actually, that it does set it up very nicely for him, for her to become a Star Sapphire, because she's just sitting there all like loving him or whatever, and being left behind, and that is the emotion behind the purple rings is love. So it could have basically ended up where a purple ring finds its way to her based on her emotion, and then. She ends up out there. I don't know how she'll end up out there, but she makes her way. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she ends up. The ring lets her like find him or something, and so she just. Because I assume he's been gone a while, so.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she got the ring not too long after he left, and then she used it to follow him wherever he went, and then she catches up to him or something.
I'm just sitting here thinking it's a funny joke, and it could actually end up being some sort of plausible plot point. What if they thought of that?
I don't know, because I did, and I'm only moderately intelligent at times. I mean, actually, I'm a super genius, but sometimes I'm only moderately intelligent.
Actually, I'm a super genius. He's like Sheen in that one episode where...
Charlie Sheen?
No. Planet Sheen.
But, so I don't know. I love Green Lantern. I think it's a cool, cool show, and it rocks my socks.
Cool.
I like rock candy sometimes.
Screw you, Brian.
Not Brian.
You are to my family. You're all the same person.
See, why'd you have to go and say that? I didn't say anything. Boom, lawyer.
You all sound alike to them, so.
So, now on to Wrong Rustus.
Wrong Rustus.
Thank you, Scooby-Doo.
So, quickly, that's funny, that Spider-Man thing we talked about with that black whatever guy. I didn't realize, I completely forgot about this when I was reading the interview on IGN, that Greg Weisman, who produced Spectacular Spider-Man, produces this show.
Yeah, and was it the same voice actor?
Yes, I didn't even realize that. I was like, holy shit, and it was the same weekend the Ultimate Spider-Man premiered. I was like, damn. So that was pretty awesome. Now I had to go back and rewatch it and be like, oh my god, it's Spectacular Spider-Man, the sequel, in a DC show. So I thought that was pretty neat. Way to start off the episode, certainly.
Yeah. I thought it was fun. I was like, wow, he's definitely Spider-Man. And Kevin died, and then...
Kevin just fell through a dimensional portal.
No, like, I started hearing like toss him all like funny and gurgly or something. I don't know what was happening to his voice, so I tried unplugging the thing and plugging it back in. But and then like Red Arrow joined the team, and then that was fun. And then he's all like Artemis is a poo poo head.
Who's he voiced by? I remember. I feel like I asked this before, and then no, it was like, oh yeah,
Red Arrow.
He voices someone important.
I don't know. Let me go look. I know Green Arrow is Steve the Pirate, but
Patsy the Pirate.
No.
That's the only pirate I know.
And
he should be the mentor for the Gokaiders. It's on Nick.
Cheshire is the voice of is Lady Deathstrike from X-Men 2. Red Arrow was voiced by Crispin Freeman.
Yes.
Crispin Glover's brother. What else does he voice?
Everything ever.
Oh, okay. Wait, isn't that the guy that does Bulkhead?
Crispin Freeman's kind of like on Steve Blum levels of I do a lot of shit. And apparently Kevin Michael Richardson levels of I do a lot of shit, because I'm in every single show you watch.
Yeah, he really is. He's in... Good Lord, this list is insanely long.
Because like, he just sounded so familiar. Like, it happens to me every time that Red Arrow shows up.
Crispin... Red Arrow was, Thomas.
Oh, Thomas engine? Nordstein! Yes, Thomas. Yes,
I was trying to think of what you would know him from, and then I remembered Thomas H. Nordstein.
Yes, thank you. Now there's gonna be so many jokes. I'm gonna love this.
Well, he is in Digimon Frontier and Data Squad.
Who is he in Frontier?
It says Koichi Kimura.
Oh yeah, he was Koichi. I forgot.
Koichi Kun.
Apparently he did Kikaider.
All that matters is that he was Thomas H. Nordstein.
He does Naruto. He's in that show. That's cool. He's in a bunch of things.
Now I'm never going to be able to speak in the same again. Thomas H. Nordstein. Come on. Feel like. Plan A.
He's Electro in Spectacular Spider-Man.
Lalamon's great face. I love that that's an emoticon on our boards.
He's in Wolverine and the X-Men. In Young Justice, he's Red Arrow, he's Guardian, he's Deadshot, he's Mirror Master, and then a couple of like random people.
He's Civilian number 3 and Thomas H. Nordstein.
Oh, he was Superman in Justice League Heroes. Okay. I got that game. That was a fun game.
Anyway.
Yeah,
so
anyway.
On next episode, it's about this cheating skank named Artemis.
Yeah, like, turns out her dad is Sportsmaster, her sister's Cheshire, her mom's the Huntress. That was insanity.
Talk about a grand family right there.
I know, right? And, what else is there? And then I just think it's... And then it's funny because you've got Greg Weissman, who makes the show, who was the Gargoyles guy. He's got Jeff Bennett, who is Brooklyn. He does... Red Tornado, who is making a robot body of himself with no pants. And then they had that guy whose name I forgot.
Tom Sage Nordstein.
No, not that guy. You won't.
H is very important. Otherwise, if you said, have you heard of Thomas Nordstein? Who? No, I don't think I've heard of him. Thomas H. Nordstein. Oh, yeah, the big comfy couch. Okay, sorry.
Yes. And one of the other villains in the show who I can't remember his name now, something with A. I don't know. Oh wait, no, not an A. It was Clarion.
On me, Shinazi.
At the end of the episode, like shut up. Like freezes them all and they disappear. He's voiced by the Gargoyle Lexington, and who was gay, in case anyone doesn't know. Lexington was a gay. But
like 3 times.
Cool.
Well, he was a gay gargoyle. That's just kind of weird.
He's a gay goyle.
That's why when like the chick one came in and it was like they were all fighting over, he was like, "No, guys, you fight it out." And then Patrick Starfish and Red Tornado were like, "Okay, let's do this."
Starfish.
Patrick Starfish is the same voice as Broadway, the big fat gargoyle.
Oh god, Brian broke something.
Just broke the bunny.
Oh, poor bunny.
But and then that was Bonnie. Fun. And Red Arrow is all suspicious of her, and she gets all mad and tries.
As he should be. Thomas H. Nordstein's instincts are dead on.
This is just gonna be awful.
I kind of hope that Artemis betrays them, just because I don't really care for Artemis that much. I think she's my least favorite of the crew.
I think she's supposed to be your least favorite of the crew.
Because she's the mole. So if we're just debating who the mole is, I told you, that bitch.
That show stopped airing years ago.
That bitch?
No. Or, mole.
Celebrity mole, Hawaii.
Yeah, even Kid Flash got pissed off at her. But Aqualad was doing his cool cyborg stuff, and
Thomas H. Nordstein was doing his cool Digidestin stuff.
It was a good episode. I really liked it, and then it was weird because the whole thing was set like in New Orleans, because they're at like Belle Reve and just the surrounding swamps and stuff. And I'm like,
Kevin was disappointed he couldn't go see him because it took place in like December.
I'm like, I know where that is. I know where they are. I like the whole time. I'm like, hey, I know where that's at.
And at least we got a reveal that Red Arrow is going to be a part of the Justice League.
Yeah,
we got at least that much. So,
yeah, and I'm
still kind of guessing we're going to go lead up to the reveal at the end of season one, beginning of season two.
For the way it's looking, yeah. I mean, there's a few episodes left. There's not too many, but of the season. And although they're not taking a break, I think we said that like last week. They're not taking a break between seasons, so it shouldn't matter too damn much how many episodes are left
because of their weird ass schedule.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I want to see what's going to happen and what they're doing and what this, because it's all building up to something clearly. Like, clearly, they're just all these bad guys and then in Justice League or whatever, and they're doing things and touching each other, and you know, just stuff's happening. People are doing stuff. Brian's getting gay with kids and playing with his toys, and
I just can't wait to see more Thomas H. Nordstein.
Yes, Thomas H. Nordstein, sexy bitch.
I do really like Red Arrow.
Left Arrow?
Well, here's the problem is that I was still on that Pokeball page, and I scroll down, and this like sidebar thing, and some dude was talking about his left hand hurting, so I was reading that when I said it.
I love the idea of there being a hero called Left Arrow. Like, it's just arrows always shoot left. He always has to accommodate. Like, a constant wind. Like, and then imagine accommodating for the wind also. And the hero with a handicap.
I hate you so much. I hope you die.
Well, Thomas H. Nordstein. Brian's blogging about Thomas H. Nordstein.
As we Thomas speak. H. Nordstein.
That's the real Young Justice. Why doesn't he have his own show? Anyway.
I just love how, like, Artemis is all, oh, so I'm not a real archer? Okay, that's fine, whatever. And then
Ah-cha-cha Archer. Oh, wait.
Kid Flash is like, no, you're a real archer or something. I don't know what I'm trying to say because I'm Kid Flash and I'm a douche. But, yeah. So,
how about that Ultimate Spider-Man? Ultimate Spider-Man!
Did you watch it, Kevin?
No. Huh. I didn't even know about it until you were talking about it last night.
It was on the syllabus.
No, I was not informed that there was a syllabus.
It's available on bigboyandbusty.com.
I don't want to be busty.
Anyway, I liked it.
Yeah, I did
too. I thought it was a pretty fun time.
Yeah, like, obviously it's too early to say, oh my god, Spectacular Spider-Man's way better than it, which I think it will be, but I still prefer their style. But I'm glad that this isn't just another Spider-Man series with the same exact plot.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, Spider-Man runs into villains. It's like, we're, you know, he's not running into villains, he's running into S.H.I.E.L.D. And, like, just being a part of S.H.I.E.L.D. and getting gadgets and actually being introduced to villains and other Marvel characters that we're typically not introduced to.
Right.
Like, at least not this early. And some of the, like, comedic elements, like the little Lizzie McGuire-esque Spider-Man thing are a little bit annoying, and there's some, like, cringeworthy parts, but there was also some really clever parts in it, too, I thought. Like the part about the camo web shooters.
Right.
I will dismantle the school brick by brick.
Yay! Awesome!
Finally, a reaction that I would have. You want the school to be destroyed? Yes. Like a snow day, but better.
Well, I mean, this is something that my friend just said, actually. But, I mean, it's called Ultimate Spider-Man, but it really doesn't have too much to do with, like, already established Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, I didn't think...
incorporating something about S.H.I.E.L.D. in the title would have made sense to me.
Yeah. But I kind of like that they did that instead of just making it a show based off of the comic of Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. I wouldn't really want that, but...
Like, and I like the idea of... I mean, all he needs is the Ultimatrix. I mean, it's free now. And then he can just go Ultimate Spider-Man, but... I like that idea, like, that it's different.
Yeah.
But, like, I agree that it seems weird, especially since at least he's going to have this on-and-off team of Kevin Levin and the other two that aren't Kevin. Nova and White Cat. Yeah. No, but she's Mexican, though.
Can't read my poker face.
Because they have masks on. You know what always
bugs
me?
There's the big black guy.
How unrealistic. Oh, yeah, Power Man.
The BBG?
If he's Spider Man, I could be Power Man. Okay.
You could be Power Dizer.
Here we go. Let's try again. You know what always bugs me? Is when
horse?
Horse or whores?
Whores.
Whores on horses bug me.
Ooh, that sounds kinky.
I know that it's like all cartoonish, but in all Spider Man series, in cartoon form, it always bugged me that his eyes move.
Wow.
They shouldn't be able to do that. Like, this show is ridiculous. There's all this like fantastical stuff going on, and I'm complaining about the eyes. I still don't like him having a bike, but I do love how his reaction was instantly my same exact reaction of like useless # what the fuck.
Why do I need a bike? Because it's faster.
But isn't, like, swinging less conspicuous in a way? Like, just going on the side of buildings? Kind of an attention drawer. I like how it has web lines, though, so it's at least sort of webby. I don't know. But it's an enjoyable show. I think I'm going to enjoy watching it. And Drake Bell did a pretty good job as Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And J.K. Simmons voices Jameson. It's awesome.
Who?
I still miss Spectacular Spider-Man because his theme song was The Chiz and it was the best show or cartoon show ever.
Okay.
But you know what would make it even better? Either of them would be like the most legendary show ever.
Tom Schoenstein?
Yes! It's like you're inside of me.
Ew. I don't want to be there. Help.
It's pretty warm.
Right.
Is that a half-digested burger? Anyway... is that it for sure?
Digimon's over.
Yeah, Two Broke Girls is never on.
We
never talked about anything.
Did you watch? Oh, you didn't watch Transformers yet.
I watched the Wheeljack one where he's all like, "I don't follow the rules," and Optimus is like, "I'm Optimus Prime, bitch!" And by the end of the episode, he was his bitch.
I like that one just because Wheeljack was in it.
Yeah. I like that he's staying on Earth now.
Yeah.
So, like, he can feel free to come back up for team-ups. Even though it's against Watto's policy, but it's fine. What was I going to say? I also watched the last one, Operation Bob. We talked about that one already, didn't we?
I think so.
Because I was like, well, what was the point of that? Because he just tried real hard and he transformed. Yeah. But the one's not up on demand yet, but I watched the Wheeljack one. That was cool.
I like how they brought in, not Skyquake. Skyquake repaint. Dreadwing.
Yeah.
To replace Starscream.
Yeah. What if Starscream's off, like, crying in the woods?
Starscream's, like, in the woods going, "My life sucks."
The FML moment when you're, whatever it is, the defibrillator, whatever is broken.
I can't even transform.
Oh, that's what he gets. That's what happens when you team up with that guy.
And he got attacked by an Insecticon. And
some Insecticon.
Now he's bleeding and he has to go ask help from Ratchet again.
Spoilers!
Like, Ratchet, help me. I can tell you where Arachnid is.
Ratchet's a G. I like Ratchet. Like,
okay.
I always feel sorry for Ratchet because he's a shelf warmer. Particularly animated Ratchet. Well, I was talking about animated Ratchet. It's too early now.
Ratchet was.
Because the new one hasn't been out long enough.
Yeah, the new one is only one to a case, so...
Yeah, so, but...
I could see him eventually probably warming shelves, because I think he's probably, like, on the bottom of the totem pole in kids' brains.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he hasn't been out long enough to shelf warm yet.
Can't read my poker face.
Four smart characters that get pushed off. Brainstorm, Ratchet, Gray Matter. I want to hug them all.
Can't read my.
Yeah, I really like that show.
It's like I picked up for season 3?
Yep.
Coolios.
I got picked up for season 3.
I kind of hope it goes past season 3 a little bit, because, I mean, animated only got through season 3 before Cartoon Network was like, oh, well, no. But considering it's on, like, their own network,
yeah,
I think they've got a lot more.
And obviously it's doing well enough. I guess it also depends on how the toys do. Hopefully they don't overload them like they did Dark of the Moon.
Oh, God, yeah.
What was I going to say? Damn it, I forgot. Oh, but it seems like all these shows are always canceled, like, at the most inopportune times. Like, it's like within a year of Spectacular Spider-Man, or maybe 2 years for that, it gets canceled. They decide to about face and do their action stuff instead of just comedy. Like, Disney XD was going through such an identity crisis, and Brave and the Bold was canceled right before DC Nation happens. Animated was canceled right before the next movie came out.
Yeah.
Like, usually they tie it in. So Primal Beast, it has until Transformers 4, I think.
Oh man, this feels good.
Is Transformers 4 2014?
I think so. We need enough time to cast Adam Baldwin as Buff Shiloh. There's creepy noises in the background.
That's just Dad going to take a piss.
Well, reading all this stuff about Omniverse and following Derek Wyatt's stuff, it makes me miss Animated a little bit, and I wish I would have got the DVDs instead of being like, oh wait, and I can't
season 3 never even got released.
It sucks. I didn't even know that. Now I'm going to cry even more.
I wonder if I still have it on my hard drive. I don't remember.
I was always waiting, and then they're like $1 million everywhere. But that was a good show, too.
Yeah, it was. I still need to buy Prime on Blu-ray.
I know. I'm going to have to get it on Amazon. Thankfully, now I have something else to get on there. That Mass Effect book that's like $1 million in person, but I can get it for 25 here.
Yeah.
I was kind of holding out hope, and then I was like, I'll just go to Best Buy, but then I was like, well, Best Buy is like $1 million more than everywhere else. That would be silly.
That's cool.
You know what I bought that I forgot to mention? I got Cat Dog, Season 1, Part 2.
Yay!
I got Cat Dog. Doom, doom, Cat Dog. Alone in the world is little Cat Dog.
Fiddles.
Rode over back in town. All kind of critters putting Cat Dog down. Okay, Resbo, we've got to try to get along.
Only put Cat Dog down?
That song. Cat Dog. So.
Okay, it's time for
Twitter questions of the week.
Yes, love the jingles. Jingles, jangles, but they don't fall down. That's not right. You know, why am I lying on the floor? It's like I missed the hobo seat.
Why are you a hobo? That's the real question.
Why is the hobo?
Why are you a silly hobo?
Of the week. Hobo of the week.
Let's see.
I don't want to be a hobo.
Thomas H. Thorstein. Why am I so awesome? I don't know, Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think this is the first one. Sound out. He asks, Mumra steals your figures and holds them for ransom. All you have is a pen. How do you win? I automatically win because Mumra got canceled.
Mumra got canceled? Wait, did it say fingers or figures?
Figures.
I thought it said fingers. I thought that was the idea, that he stole your fingers and all you have is a pen. Like, how challenging is that? Well, then I would still go with my plan of contacting Art Fortunes, having me draw White Blaster Beetleborg suit, Flabber Beetleborgs me up, and then I kick his ass.
Fingers? I would attach the pen to my leg and write.
And draw friendship on him, and then he'd be dead.
He would have no choice but to be my pal.
Exactly. That actually makes complete sense. Or what you could do is just take the pen, and since you just grab some of his wrappings and just do like you any other mummy, and just unwrap him, and then he falls apart. Now you just got a pile of wrappings. No.
Or just stab him in the eye with the pen.
Unless he's just ever living, he just got like 3 pieces of wrapping.
I wanna,
toilet paper, just use it, extra toilet paper.
I wanna stab you in the ear with the pen, but that's different. Where am I?
Antarctica.
Okay, so. Have you ever heard or seen Winx Club on Nick?
I've heard of it.
I think I've seen it a couple of times, like, because it came on after. I never watched it on Nick.
Wait, what is this? Blues Clues?
Winx Club.
Winx Club.
Stupid little fairy bitches.
Oh, no, I chose never to watch that because I'm not a queer.
It was on after something I watched on 4Kids back when it wasn't 4Kids.
When it was on 13.
Foxbox, like, maybe? I don't remember.
It was the one after Foxbox. It was 4Kids. It was like 13 4Kids. It was weird.
Yeah, no, I remember, but...
I've heard of it and seen the commercials. I never watched it. But that reminds me... Sorry.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, I realized I wasn't gay, and then I was like, I gotta watch this. I'm like, wait.
It was kind of like American Precure.
Click.
Like, okay, that show, when I saw the preview for that, reminded me of the show that used to be on Jetix. It was about these witches.
Oh, yeah!
What was that show called?
Shit.
Twitches was with the twins.
Wasn't it just called Witch?
It was called Witch.
Wait, we're overcomplicating this. Wasn't it called Witch? Yeah. I actually watched a bit of that show. Hashtag gay.
It wasn't that bad. I think I've seen that a couple times.
Yeah, no, again, I realized I wasn't gay and that's moved funny. Along. I was like, I could watch this, or I could not bang dudes, and that would be just as fun.
Yeah, that was by Fize Daniel, and so are all of these.
Surprise!
Do... Ba-ba-ba-ba. Out of all the Tiger and Bunny Next heroes, include Lunatic, who do you think's the strongest of them all? Lunatic.
Mechanic.
I think that Tiger's daughter.
Yeah.
I would go with that one. Yeah, because she's fucking Peter Petrelli. She can just take over the power she wants.
Can't read my poker face.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hey, Shuki, have you ever watched any Magical Girl animes? Why do you ask me specifically?
Because we said repeatedly don't watch anime.
Okay.
Plus, you have tiny girl hands.
Fair enough.
They're kind of like fairies. Hands. Remember when you did that butterfly thing? That's where it came from.
That was gay.
And then you had a mullet.
When that horrible dub of Sailor Moon was on TV, it was buddied up with
penis.
Some other thing I watched in the morning. I ended up watching it. But that was the only one. I don't know. In fact, I have no idea what the other ones you even mentioned were besides Precure. But I'm worried if I watch Precure, I'm going to want to figure it, so I'm not going to watch Precure.
Oh, I think you want to watch Precure.
Then you could have even more figure arts.
Okay. Do you think that the next Heroes plus Kaede versus Dark Tiger fight will be shown in the first movie? Probably.
Yeah.
I don't imagine them skipping a crucial part of the show.
I wonder if the first movie is just going to be a clip show. That'd be pretty funny.
Well, it's supposed to have new scenes, so it's like a clip show.
With memories that they forgot.
It's like when Survivor recaps the first half of the season and adds new scenes you've never seen before.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It'll be like
except
that.
Except the cartoon.
I hit Brian in the face, and then he'll die.
And then he also said, this week's question, tweet theme, magical dust and heroes, hashtag bunny horse, it's legit. Lay off the crack. Lazarus says, what does he say? What would your opinion be on an American Kamen Rider movie that stayed true to the original concept and story of Kamen Rider?
I'm feeling skinny, Tony.
I assume you mean something like the first, which I wouldn't really care either way as long as it was good.
I've actually thought about that before. People are always like, oh, should do another series. I'm like, what if they did a movie? What if it became like a movie franchise?
I think it would actually do pretty decent as a movie franchise.
Like, I wouldn't mind seeing a movie based off like the first or the next type stories. I'd also kind of like to see them use something of the other suits for a movie with like an original concept, just because I'm a fan of things that I haven't already seen.
Yeah.
But I think that would actually be pretty neat to see.
Whatever, I don't know. I don't care. They need to keep it to themselves. Keep it far away from my American things. They tend to mess things up when they burn here. in some way, shape, or form.
So,
that's can't read my poker face.
What about a Dragon Knight movie?
That'd be awesome.
It was promised.
That's good. It's Dragon Knight. I know. We need more Matt Mullins, and we need Lunsford, because he is a celebrity, damn it.
He's the most famous guy I follow on Twitter.
Shatteridera says, do you feel the Goanja was a bad fit for RPM with its goofier Zords and suits? If so, then which Sentai in recent years would you think have suited RPM better?
So, I would say yes and no. Because
I think yes on the aspect of exactly what he said. Like it was a really weird design choice to go with a post-apocalyptic future. As for what would have done better?
Bokenger.
Yeah, Bokenger.
GoBusters is perfect.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, Bokenger would have been a pretty good fit. I could sort of maybe see Gosager in a sense of them being like saviors if they go off the angel aspect. But that's about as far as I can go.
What about like Time Ranger?
That's the recent years. Time Ranger's old. That's from old people. Old and busted, new hotness.
You know what would have been a good fit for it is Battle Fever J. Oh
my god.
They should have used the Battle Fever J suits.
Like, it was a weird fit, and they're obviously doing it... Not Battle Fever, well, that would be a weird fit. But it also sort of, in a weird way, fit at the same time. Like, it made for some good jokes, and I think the explanation we came up with is that she made it when she was a kid. Like, it was weird, but it also fit at the same time, you know? Just, it did.
But actually, it would have been okay if they would have done it with Battle Fever, because all the people in the world were gone, so they were trying to preserve the planet's cultures by making these suits based on the different countries that were now dead.
My life.
See, I found a way to work it into the story. Brian's just stupid. And Awesome's just bitter.
Well, that's just Battle Fever J.
Fuck my life.
I like Battle Fever J's suits.
I like his key.
The keys are cool.
Battle Fever J's one person. I like Battle Japansky. Everyone else is just fucked up.
Awesome loves Miss America. It's his favorite.
Miss America is a serial killer's outfit. I don't care what anyone says. That's what a serial killer wears when they kill people. In fact, that's all their masks are. Step off! Leave in the background.
So, Chris asks, which of Ben's forms did you think deserved an ultimate form but never got one?
Jedi Mon.
Ultimate Jedi Mon. I think. I would say, well, just for me personally, Diamond Head, because he's my favorite.
Forearms.
Yeah,
forearms!
I'm kind of thinking he gets like six arms. Like, I'm kind of surprised he didn't get one.
Yeah.
I feel like there's one more I thought of for this, too.
Damn it. Chromastone?
Chromastone? Yeah, maybe. Because Chromastone's so special since there's only one of them in the world.
And he's also a Pokemon.
Scanning through the original aliens. Alien. I would just... I don't want to... Obviously, the concept's gone, but I'd love to see some sort of art book that just shows what they would all look like. Just because I'm curious.
Yeah. I can't think of any, so...
Forearms would be pretty good.
I agree with you on Diamond Head. I think that would look really, really cool.
I think maybe like
Cannonbolt. Oh wait,
like Cannonbolt's a good example. Of what I was just gonna say, maybe some more aliens like Gray Matter or like. I'm gonna think of another good example, and like Wildmutt and Cannonbolt are good examples of aliens that are, I guess Wildmutt's combative, but are less combative. Mm-hmm. That could have used a boost since the ultimate feature is really designed to make it more
Brainstorm.
Combative. Brainstorm, yes, ultimate Brainstorm. It's just Sheen. It looks like a crab, but yeah, like just more of those that were, or like Chameleon's a good example. I don't know what his would be, but he's less combative. Topic was never seen on screen. Stinkfly, maybe, I don't know, but I was just curious to see.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, he asks, "Which old Sentai Rider rumors do you wish we had got?" Don't really remember.
Tommy.
Tommy.
You know what rumor? The one where those old riders helped Decade. That'd have been a great one.
Oh yeah, like the Gokaiger like Decade idea. Yeah, that would have been nice.
Also the one where we had before we got Forze with the different constellations. Basically Grand Caesar done Kamen Rider style.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor Forze was stupid. Like if a cool rumor came up and they made a good show. That would have been nice.
I still like that one about the like the samurai theme.
Yeah.
Or the Sengoku, whatever the hell they called it.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't want it to replace it, but I'd like the idea to eventually be used of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I like that. The whole the yokai thing with the different, yeah, like spirit things. That would have been, like, that'd be cool. I'd love to see
like
that.
I wouldn't go back and replace Ghostbusters, but I think that's a good theme to use at some point down the line.
I don't know. I'm trying to think what other rumors we've gotten besides those in the past. I mean, because
I'm trying to think of like in-show rumors that never happened.
Like the thing is that they a lot of the rumors end up the same every year. Every year they rumor a Bug Sentai or a this Sentai, and it's always the same ones. Like they just rumor the same things every year, and then one of them comes true. I figure if we just keep doing it, one of these.
I don't remember that many specifics, but I remember liking a lot of O's rumors we heard like a quarter into the series and never just really never happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rumors for that. Rumors for what else was there? I think there was some Kiva rumors that were pretty cool.
Oh, just like, obviously, it'd be kind of shitty with the toys lining up, but I don't really have to carry next when I'm doing Rider, but I like that rumor of when Decade was, when we found out it was going to be 30 episodes, that there was going to be a new Deno series that was just 20 episodes.
Oh, so,
yeah. That would have, I would have liked that. Just because I like Teddy and stuff.
Just to see a little more Deno with new Deno, and then also just to line it back up, because it still bothers me a little bit that they're not lined up. Because I like the idea of every year having a Rider and Sentai mascot, and now it's like, blah.
I like the toy layout, because there's like always new toys coming out.
Yeah.
But I agree with you in a sense that it's really hard to bracket things now.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, it's Shinkenger and Decade?
Like Shinkenger and Decade. And
that was a bad one. Kiva and Deno, we'll go with that. Oh, it's Kiva and Deno. Like, yay, Kiva and Deno. And then they're like, and now it's like double Gosei, double Gokai at the same time, whatever. I don't remember how things lined up anymore.
Kiva and Deno running at the same time would have been ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I know exactly what you mean, though.
My head just exploded, but. because.
Like, I don't know why I said that.
I'm trying to figure out how Deno and Kiva would run at the same time.
Shut up.
Climax Deca. Anyway, but like,
Slane, I'm tired.
Like, it, like you said, it does make for a better toy release. So someone's always releasing, and it's also kind of bitchy when they both premiere. If you collect both, having to get Mecha and all transformation devices and stuff.
Yeah, it was supposed to because you have like end of January is like all the Rider stuff come out at once.
But ignoring that, I would like
and then
to show
all the Sentai stuff a month later, and you're like, fuck my life. I just spent all my money on Rider.
Yeah, ignoring that, like if we can just set that aside, I'd like to go have it go back. Kind of like things that you don't want to see in shows just because you don't want them to make more figurines. Like, sometimes it's nice just to think about in a world where you don't have to buy things.
Although, it works out this way better for us as far as the reviews go because we always have something new. But the other thing about the other way is everything comes out, like, in spurts. So you'd have that January, February, or it's like everything, and then you'd have like nothing come out till that June, July when all the power up items come out or new six ranges all at the same time, and then all that comes out, and then I guess Octoberish you'd have like big Rider weapon or you know end Rider toy plus big Sentai Mecha, and then nothing else really in between.
You know, it's kind of funny.
Now it's all like every other month has something, so there's always something new for us to review and make money off of, which I guess is good for us as well.
Funny. I actually kind of, like, in a way, like that rumor about Deno versus Cho Deno, just because I would like to see in the original Ryotaro.
Yeah.
Instead of fake one, and then no, like, oh, fuck, we don't need him. We threw out the rules a long time ago.
I like the original Deno, dude. He was cool. Like, he did really good, but we'll do that when we get to that show in RRRR, but the... I don't know. There was another one. I would have liked to see. I think that might have even done. I remember. I'm just making it in my head. Having like more monsters for Kiva as forms, I feel like they rumored that at some point.
I wasn't in the fandom at the time, so.
But I really don't remember. But that would have been if
I know there was that one for O's that. Or was it Forze, the one with the eggs?
Yeah, that was Forze. The legal eggs.
That was
weird. Billy the Kid turned into Billy the Rod, and I think that was just somebody getting their facts wrong.
It's probably just their ideas they were running through in the idea room where all the blockbusters happen.
Yeah, it might have been some guy standing outside the meeting room with like his ear to the door and heard bits and pieces.
He heard switches at eggs because he has dyslexia with hearing.
Look, you never know, they're Japanese. He probably was wearing one of those masks, he had a cold. I was coughing in between the words, so he couldn't hear everything they were saying. He only heard every other word. Or heard every fourth word, I don't know. But
every fourth word.
Oh god, what is this?
One thing, hold on. Something's happening.
What's this? I heard squeaky and I gotta go look.
I gotta take it.
Chuck Monkey sent me that.
One thing I did like, which obviously I love Gokaiger and I love how it turned out, but I did kind of dig that rumor about when we were talking these rumors about how the worlds were going to work, is the idea of all the worlds being a sequel to what happened in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that idea.
What I didn't like, what I hope, I'm glad didn't come true, is that they were all like their own little island.
Oh god, I remember that.
There's like Magic Ranger Island, and then on top of it, like as if that wasn't bad enough, that like it was basically decayed, so it was all like AU Magic Rangers and AU Ghostagers and Goangers, and I'm like, I was about to stab myself.
That's why I like the idea of sequels. So like you could bring in new characters as the Rangers, and it would just be the successors.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Although I mean, in some ways, though, they did continue the story.
Well, I was thinking more like a Batman Beyond type deal.
Right, but the difference with Sentai and Rider is that in Sentai we kill everyone.
That's true.
Right. I mean, like we destroy all the people in the villain group, and then it ends, and the next
except
show comes
except for the
on.
Zangak. Bum, bum,
well, yeah, but with Kamen Rider, usually half the villains end up still alive at the end of the show. The show just ends, like.
Fies.
But yeah, they just run away. Like, they think we're dead. Let's go hide in the basement. Okay.
For the team-up movie that never exists back in the past.
So, it would have been, you know, that's something you could do for, like, a decade-type show where they're like, oh, look, it's like, the secret that, you know, the next Fize is still fighting Orphanox or something. But if for Sentai stuff, it really wouldn't work as much. I mean, it could probably be, like, I guess...
A new enemy.
Like, for some of them, I mean, like Magi Ranger, because some rogue underworld person decided, like, is not happy with the whole everyone's friends now, and so they're going to try and take over in the Inferishia and destroy everything else. But for some shows, it just wouldn't work because they're all dead.
You realize how easy the Rangers have it. They only have 1 to 3 enemies max. All the superheroes have like 25, 50 enemies. Some enemies I've never heard of, some Avengers I've never heard of. Rick James, best Avenger ever.
But they did make it so that most of the things were like they continued the story on a lot of the shows, a lot of the Sentai things. So that was good. I mean, but so we really didn't need that rumor. That was a weird rumor. I don't know. I can't think of any of the rumors though. So.
Cool. Okay. Then he asks, Clockmaker hands you a crossloader. Which Digimon do you partner up with, and what do you do?
Brian picks his Vmon.
My Vmon that's personalized and can...
That's a special Shuki Vmon.
Can show Shinka into Flamedramon. And then show Shinka from Flamedramon to Magnemon, and then show Shinka into Imperial Dramon Paladin mode.
Just show Shinkaing all over the place.
What do? I go fight Digimans.
Would you hunt them?
No, I'd kill them.
Oh man! So yeah, Digimon Killers. That's season 8.
The like, boys who kill Digimon.
Just kill him through time. Let's see. Okay, I'd like to pick a Vmon. I'd pick a different one. That's like a different, maybe red or something, or like green, so it doesn't clash with Brian's Vmon. But I don't. Strymon would be a good choice, but I'd probably pick. I think his name's Deuterimon. That little Digimon It was Oikawa's partner at the end. Because I have his little figure, and for whatever reason, I ended up taking him to school once, like in middle school, and then there was a running gag that I always carried him around all my classes in middle school, and I named him Junior, hence, like, Ranculus being Junior, so that was always my default Digimon partner when I was with my friends, so I'd probably pick him. I don't know, I've never seen a Digivolution for him. Chris, if you know of anything, Flash, I just used a Flash card. Oh, crap, that erases memories. Oh, well. But... So if you know of anything that Digimon Digivolves to, but I pick him and I join Team Crossheart.
Yeah, could have for life.
Hell yes. I get a tattoo. No, I wouldn't. It hurts.
Oh, you're such a woman.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Brian, next. Stop blogging about Deuterimon.
I'm looking at his evolutions.
It doesn't help.
No, he's got none.
Fuck.
Bitch doesn't Digivolve.
So I'll just join Team Crossheart.
He played Lego, Little Blue Lego. Fuck. I don't know.
He could just Digi Cross with stuff and just give them all like a little cabbage hat. It actually looks like some sort of like green blueberry or something. I don't know.
Poor guy.
He can Choshinka into Ultimate Deuterimon. Right. Maybe Chris has secret information is intersect.
Maybe. Oh, next question. Mr. Black 49 says, what kind of music do you guys listen to? Any favorite songs or artists?
I like the Ramble Time jingle. It's a new favorite. I've been marathoning it. And
I like jingles by Shuquin Shinobi Productions.
I also like the classic Buy Shit.
No.
Oh, me.
That'd be great if you talked.
I honestly listen to pretty much anything that's not rap. Like gangster rap. I
like the digi rap.
Normal rap I'm okay with, but like when it starts getting like gangster rap about how beating up your hoes and shit, that I just don't like.
Ryan's like, I do that already, damn it. I don't need you to tell me how.
On accident. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You're pretty hard to face the other day.
Throwing knives at her and beating her and pushing her downstairs or something. I don't know. Music.
Jeffster, mainly Jeffster.
Yeah. I do love me some Jeffster.
But I mean, I don't particularly like buy CDs all that much. I just listen to the radio and shit. I don't really pay too much attention to music. I mean, most of my iTunes is all like Toku. Pokemon.
Probably half my iTunes is a bunch of Toku
Digimon,
music.
And then occasionally I'll pick up a Japanese artist from Toku. Like, I've got a lot of Aya Kamiki's albums. His double is the sex. And
for those who don't know, she sang the theme song to Double. See, Brian, you have to tell them who you're talking about.
Well, I said Double was the sex. I thought they could make the correlation.
Yeah, I kind of assumed.
Well, I'm making sure. You know, we have idiots out there that are going to say, where do you buy this toy? When you're talking about the CD, even though it's not a toy, but, you know.
Right.
Where do you buy this toy, Shuki?
So, yeah. Any others before I move on?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do any of you guys play Minecraft and or Terraria? I don't know what Terraria is. I've heard of Minecraft. I played it for like 10 minutes. I got really confused. I was like, this is silly, and left.
Nope.
It's supposedly like the most godlike game ever, but I don't believe you.
I've never played it.
Brian burped and walked away.
Pretty much.
He was like, nope.
He's too busy taking on the Reapers.
He's too busy with his tactical demise, Dawson Rider.
Then a series of questions by Chenix.
Jesus!
He has thoughts on Ashton Kutcher portraying Steve Jobs. I was LOL what? And then I looked at this picture on Mac Rumors of Ashton Kutcher next to and younger Steve Jobs, and they're like fucking twins. I'm like, okay, I can get behind that now.
Here's my mini tangent. I'm fine with it. Ashton Kutcher is way too much shit. He's actually a pretty good actor. Have you seen The Butterfly Effect? He did a good job.
Have you seen Dude, Where's My Car? I mean, that is a fantastic piece of cinema. I actually like that movie.
I think Ashton Kutcher gets way too much shit. I think he's a good actor.
I like him.
I mean,
I'm not against Ashton Kutcher or anything.
People were like, oh, what a loser. He's not any good. What are you talking about? You see the butterfly effect?
Amazing. I just thought he was a really weird fit for Steve Jobs until I looked at it.
After years of putting up with Demi Moore and her insanity and oldness, I'm sure you can be Steve Jobs just fine. What happens when you marry someone old enough to be your mother?
How I married your mother.
The entire EV line has 8 types. Should they continue with the evolutions and get one for each type? What is your favorite?
Yes.
Sure, why not? And my favorite is Eevee.
I always kind of assumed they would get one for each type.
Yeah, I'm hoping that... I mean, each of the even-numbered generations so far, 2 of them have given us additional Eevee evolutions, so I'm hoping with Gen 6 we get some more. But at the moment, I really like Espeon for some reason.
I like Opinion. Is he
psychic? Yeah, I knew Dawson was going to say that.
I always like Umbreon because I like the whole moon thing. That was fun.
I like Umbreon in Pokemon Coliseum when you see the rings glow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I just think that that's
pretty
badass.
And then
like
there's so many double battles, you just start vomiting uncontrollably. I like Jolteon because he has electrokinesis and he's cool. And I named him after my dog. Okay.
Flareon's pretty cool. I have like a badass Flareon in Fire Red that kills everything, so I am slightly biased towards him as well. But definitely out of the first three, Flareon's my boy. But I do really like Espeon as well. And Leafeon and Glaceon are okay. They're pretty good. I don't know if they'd be my favorites, though. But I don't think they're that good to be my favorite. But I think they're all pretty neat. They're some of my favorite Pokemans.
Do you guys want to see a Pokemon MMORPG or something along the lines of that? Yes!
That would be pretty awesome.
Oh, God.
Like, I can't remember that thing yesterday. Take this, Red and Blue plus Skyrim. Yes, except up with that MMORPG. But that level of detail, oh my god. Pikachu
got
fur.
I would love an MMO of Pokemon.
That would be awesome.
I've been saying that since fucking Gold and Silver. I didn't even know what an MMO was. I was like, I think I need this.
They need to make an MMORPG. What's that? Little kid, you get these giant glasses. Because your head hasn't grown into them yet. I don't know. I'm from the future past.
Oh, my nick was blown.
Okay. Sure. Delix says, if you could create your own Gaia memory, what would it be called, and what sort of powers would it give you?
The penis memory and
intersect memory.
I like Dawson's idea. The cross cross memory would let me combine memories.
Thomas H. Nordstein memory would let me become Thomas H. Nordstein.
I would have the John Casey memory.
Yes.
I just become Adam Baldwin, and then I become greatness.
Okay. This guy named Kiryu Hiroken. I don't know who he is.
Sounds like a retard.
He asks.
Probably eats his own poo or something.
Oh my god. Damn it.
I asked about what morph you liked from PR. Now, what morpher do you like from PR?
The doll thing.
Tommy.
Tommy.
I have this, like, obsession with the titanium morpher. I don't know why.
Titanium!
I think it's because we made it.
I just
because
like,
I have the same obsession.
I like how retro it is. Like, it reminds me of the old Sentai changers that are just, like, really basic.
And just a watch.
And I'm like, I really like it. I don't...
I have the same obsession as Brian. I think it's partially because we made it. Like, here. Not we as in me and Brian, but... we as in PR made it. But, I always kind of like the Zeonizers for some reason. I like the little crystal. I can pull the crystal out and carry it with me. Anything that has something I can carry around, a little piece of it with
or
me.
Or the Magiphone. Because I think it's got a really unique design.
Yeah,
and it's better than the Magphone because they put the eye in this time.
Like, it's just really...
I like the Magiphone better than the Mystic Morpher in terms of toy, but I mean, just talking like straight up from the show,
yeah,
the design. Yeah. I really like that one just because it's like the phone and the wand. I think that's a really cool
I like setup. That.
I also like the SPD Morphers just because...
Those are cool. The little badge and the phone, and it's all in
the
one.
The badge and the phone.
Why is this equipment so... Jake! I also like the Astral Morpher because it's from space and it goes through,
I like playing that stupid game on the Astral Morpher. It's like 3,
It's not from PR, but I love me some Morphin Brace.
Did you ever panic when you're playing the game on the Astro Morpher and they go 5 and you go, oh, what the hell's 5?
Yes. Zavagon, what the fuck is a 5? And then he's like, Diner, and then you lose.
I like the Dino Thunder ones with the little, like, face plates on them. I just think that that's pretty neat. And the mouth and the Tommy has a key.
I like the Magna Defenders because they took the Die Rangers changer and they just put a sticker that says Magna Defender over it.
Yeah. In fact, if you actually pull off that sticker, underneath it says Aura Changer still. They didn't even take it off. But I don't know. There's some I don't like, I can tell you that much. Lightspeed Rescue, you didn't go die in a fucking hole.
Lightspeed Rescue!
Dumbest morph call ever. Chrono Changers. Okay.
Not liking things is not part of the question. Let's move on.
I know, but I'm adding it in.
I don't want to put it in.
You just took away a question from a young hopeful.
Oh, no, they'll probably still ask it next week. I'm giving them options for questions. I'm helping.
That'll be Jeff's question next week. Let's move on.
Probably.
So, Kiefer says, who is your favorite Toku villain? I'm giving my vote to Mezugog because Lathan Gaines is awesome.
Narutaki? He had the best motivation ever.
I don't even know if he counts as a villain, but why the fuck not?
He had the greatest motivation of any villain ever.
That's long.
I don't know what it is yet.
He was bored.
I don't know what it is yet.
I would say Long or Rio. Long because he was just bored. Rio because he's awesome.
Blade Jura?
He had a pretty clever, damn clever plan.
I that's what I liked, was just the way he just set everything and everyone up. Almost in the same way that Long set everyone and everything up.
Yeah.
Which, was it the same writer?
Yes.
That explains it. So I think both of those are good villains, if we're talking Sentai. For PR, I like Lothor. I just think that Grant McFarlane's awesome, and I heart Lothor and his insanity.
I like Rancic.
And Rancic was pretty cool. Plus, he's my Facebook friend.
BFF.
Yeah, I like Rancic. Mezugog I'd probably pick for favorite PR villain, just because he was so...
I love Zeltrak's motivation. You took my internship! Die in hell! If anyone ever takes my internship, I'm becoming a cyborg and trying to kill them.
I kind of like Flurry. Just for the arguments he'd get in with Norg for no reason.
Korag's the shit.
I don't know. And what's a good Kamen Rider villain?
None of them.
Oh, you know who? That
God.
Other.
God? Agito. Onyx. No,
X actually fought God.
Well, he came back for Agito.
The government, it was like Government of Darkness or something. It's G-O-D. He fought God. But no, that Dyke's brother in Ryuki, he was the best villain ever.
Dyke's brother.
Haircuts don't lie. I mean, we all know Dawson's a homophobe. That's why he called her a dyke just now, but...
That was clearly me.
Look, people in the CS Toys chat think we have the same voice. Let's see. Who was a good... I don't know if there's any other... Oh, you know who was a fun villain? Any of the Greeds? That too.
Dr. Maki.
Dr. Maki!
I wouldn't call him my favorite because I'm afraid to be associated with him. He's so creepy.
But I like him for his interactions with the other characters. Like, him and Kogami, him and Date, the doll and Date, him and the doll.
The doll.
But, yeah, I'm gonna... I don't know, a lot of the most stupid villains kind of suck.
The villains and Ryder are actually rather weak.
Oh, you know who's a good villain? That dude in Denno? No, wait, never mind, he sucked.
The dude that didn't show up until, like, toward the end of the show and was like, I'm the master, McCall!
Master? He was the master?
Yeah.
That's who he was in Mystic Force.
The Kabuto villains? Oh, wait, no, those guys suck too. Blade villains suck too.
Yes, yeah, Kamen Rider villains suck. Okay. They're, Makamo! They're really bad.
Favorite villain. Makamo.
Bishop.
Bishop. Oh, yeah. Rook.
Time of play!
I like the King was pretty fucking flamboyant. He was fun.
Checkmate for the Rook!
That's how we answer these kind of questions, because we don't have favorites. We don't want to pick. We just start talking about them all.
Question two is, what shows would you like to see return and added if Cartoon Network and Adult Swim hashtag bring back Toonami?
Growing Pains.
That's on the hub, isn't it? Growing Pains.
Yeah, I think Super Late at Night. I haven't seen it on during the day.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I'd like to see Dragon Ball as, like, a rerun, but, like, with not Kai.
That'd be awesome.
Basically, like, most of the shows that they played during the April Fool's run, like, Dragon Ball Z.
As far as new Outlaw shows, I'd like to see Tiger and Bunny.
Gundam Wing. I mean, if we're running off pure nostalgia shows, like, anything that they played during, like, the DBZ heyday, I'd like to see, but, I mean, as far...
I think Tiger and Bunny would be good.
I wanted to put Ronin Warriors back on there, which was there for a while, just because they got my DVDs, because my DVDs are the way my stuff is stacked, and I don't want to dig them out to watch it. I'm lazy. Shut up.
Pretty much, I'd be open to pretty much anything, because I just loved pretty much anything that was on
Konami. I don't know how it would work, but I think it would be cool to see Cross Wars on there.
Yeah, like, as for, like, additions, like, a Digimon show on
Kamen Rider
really
and
cool.
Garo, and oh, wait, no, I'm not.
Like Dawson said, Tiger and Bunny would be a perfect fit for Toonami. That's about as far as my recent anime ventures have went, so I can't really answer too much outside of that. Gurren Lagann used to play an Adult Swim. That would be a nice fit for Toonami.
Ben 10?
Wasn't that on Magoozy when it got replaced? Or when Toonami got replaced by it?
I don't remember. I don't
know. Yeah, because I think Alien Force was on Magoozy, I think.
Oh, that totally reminds me, though, of... They're wondering why the ratings went down. I think the ratings went down for Ben 10 because it used to air on Saturday mornings, and all of a sudden they switched it to night. Like, no warning. Because I remember original Ben 10 was always Saturday mornings.
Anyway. They put it back on Saturday mornings, and no one cares because the show sucked. And then, put Recess on Toonami.
Oh, hell yes!
Who is your favorite nondescript background character from a show?
Chuck background characters from Buy More. Had that locked.
The extras kid.
He's in everything. I saw him in, what was he? It's Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I think it was. That kid is my favorite.
He's my favorite just because he's in everything, so he's automatically my favorite.
He's literally in every movie. And the guy with the afro from Buy More.
I like Morn from Deep Space Nine, although I don't think he counts technically because he was in the front of... Like, he's in every episode, he doesn't speak, and then they had an episode all about him, but he kind of is partially a background character.
Why do you call that guy extra kid? It sounds like a superhero.
He just sits on a bar stool, but who's a nondescript character in a show that I like?
I couldn't think of any because they're nondescript.
Oh, yeah. Those people that when you're watching, like, a TV show and they're just sitting in the restaurant and they're pretending to talk. Those people are really good. I like them.
Those are great actors.
They're good at it. They're professional extras. They know what they're
doing. That kid is a professional extra.
Like, yeah, he's every movie.
He legit is. Like, he was on Jay Leno. He was like, I'm basically a professional extra.
That's great. Yeah. That's pretty much the Buy More crew. Large smart people.
Eagleardo says, if Daiso were to come to the US, would you want a PR version or a Sentai version through local Japanese shops?
I was just trying to preempt the question.
If it comes here, I'd rather see it become a mainstream PR thing.
Yeah, because I think that has a chance of appearing at, like, arcades and stuff, or, like, I mean, Toys R Us used to have those, the card-ass machines.
Did they?
Like, dispensed, like, the stupid little, like, training cards and stuff. So, I mean, it wouldn't be unusual to have it in Toys R Us. I mean, it would be now because they don't have, like, games at a Toys R Us or something. They have a claw machine and some gumball machine. That's it, but...
And they still have a pony I can ride for a penny.
But I don't have any local Japanese shops. Your Toys R Us has a pony?
No, that's my King Supers. I like.
Oh, my Myers.
I think they do have a like a rocket ship or something the kids can ride.
I wonder about a rocket ship.
I don't know. Some kind of. I just remember being some sort of structure. I don't know.
But like, thanks, I don't really have any Japanese shops that are.
I don't think it would do that well. People always ask, like, no one knows about Sentai. It's not gonna happen. Even
well, I mean, the three of us. That's pretty much
there's
it.
A, there's a sushi place that's not too far away from me, but like it's such a small, cramped place between the sushi bar in the back and the store in the front that they're like there's literally no room for it. So I mean that they would never get it there. It wouldn't do well because I mean there's just not enough people for it to warrant a good marketing scheme.
Yeah, the only way it could do well is if PR gets really big again and Ghost Age is huge or something. And then Gokaiju.
They've carried some Sentai candy toys in the past. I mean, but there's just like the little tiny like finger puppet figures and stuff. Was never any mini plaws or anything.
Brian loves finger puppets.
I find weird, but I
finger puppets are sexy.
I do fun things with finger puppets.
Oh god.
But like there, I mean there's that, but there's just not really any sort of market for that here, so I'd rather see a PR version have it appear in places that are actually relevant.
Kimmy Go Busters!
And then...
Go yep. Busters!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. NGT WWES, if you could make your own Once a Ranger team, who would it consist of? I think we answered this before already.
Yeah, we said Lotto rules apply.
RJ... Just the Gokaigers. Just import the Gokaigers. That's all you need.
We have Tommy and RJ and Justin and...
Mine would literally be mostly Six Rangers.
Yeah. Actually, we wouldn't even need Jason David Frank. We'd just get Trent in there and he could do both roles. That'd be great.
Just get RJ from different times. Just have Denibu get him from all different times.
Actually, no. You know what would be awesome is do the same thing except with Bridge.
No, just kidding. My Once a Ranger team would be Bridge, Future Bridge, and some alternate reality Omega Bridge. That would be my that would be my Once a Ranger team.
You technically could do that with Tommy's too. You could make a whole team.
Just it'd make be, an entire team of Tommy's and Bridge.
Green Ranger Bridge, Blue Ranger Bridge, Red Ranger Bridge, and then when Sky retires, Shadow Ranger Bridge.
Yeah.
And then, yeah,
that was my future bridge.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure we could clarify that for everyone so they could picture it properly.
Yeah,
can you imagine Bridge turning into the Shadow Ranger? Fuck yes. Best bridge ever.
Shadow Bridge.
Cool. He's in there. He stole the bag.
Shadow Bridge. So I think it would just be a team of Dylans who tame snakes. Just piss
yeah, off. We need Dylan. The problem for me is picking is if we were to pick someone from our RPM, who to pick? Because they got Dylan and Ziggy,
Dr. K,
and
I think I would pick Dylan just because I would want Bridge to be my comedy relief.
Not to mention that
technically Dylan's the strongest because he's got robot parts.
Ooh, that sounds
thinking
kinky.
Logically. Flynn because he's Scottish. Just RPM. Just get that cast.
Kira because she's hot. And
Antonio,
Tori,
because
she's
Antonio.
Hot. And we need Gold Power. Madison, because she's hot. And then...
You know, what about just a three-person team? Gold Zeo Ranger, you got Jem and Antonio, and just call it Gold Power! And they can be a band and fight crime. That's another new show, including...
It's right up Disney's alley.
Another show. If they don't want to go with my concept for Gold Power just being a comedy starring... Antonio, Volk, Spike, and G. They already passed that My Two Todds, the 30-minute comedy. Girl dealing with her two dads named Todd.
My Two Todds. My Two Todds.
Yes, this is the story of My Two Todds.
That's great.
It's got its own theme song already, Dawson.
Yes, it's coming together.
And then finally we have Wiley, Jayco. If there was one thing you could change about the Toku fandom in general, what would you change and why?
Kick out Lazy Coconut.
They don't give it up like a slutty 16-year-old girl. They're so damn easy. Don't
too. Oh my gosh, they're so good. There's a picture.
They're easy like Sunday morning.
It's easy like a Sunday morning.
They're like ridiculously easily impressed. It's like really frustrating. I don't like bitching from fandoms, but at least it shows that they care a little bit more.
Now, you know what's messed up? Is that they're easily impressed by team-up movies, but they're not easily impressed when designs and rumors come out for a new show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, it's...
Isn't the current one. I hate it.
It isn't the current one, but it's also not the old ones, and it's not new, but it's not the same, and... What? That doesn't make sense at all. Go away, you whore. But then they're like, ah, team movies, ah. I can see them all standing next to each other. My imagination broke 20 years ago, so I can't picture that in my head. Thankfully, they're going to put it all on screen for me. My eyes can do the work. But you know it's going to suck, and the actors don't... It doesn't matter. My brain doesn't need to do things. What?
I don't think I can beat... Dawson's scenario thing, so
I say kick out KRX50, kick out Lazy Coconut, and we'll all be fine.
Kick out everyone that comments yay on the Superhero Tyson post on Facebook.
Like, I don't...
I saw Dawson's thing when someone was like, would you want to see Superhero Tyson come here or something?
Yeah, they want to see it in theaters here. I'm like, no. I want to vomit.
Almost died.
It was a different argument than I had, but I like how one guy said, I like how everyone says yay, but then you failed to remember that Kamen Rider's failed every time it's come here.
Yeah.
I think I'd also get rid of the people that use the it's a kid show excuse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd actually cut their throats one by one.
It's valid in a sense that it can't be Oh My God Grimdark, but that It's a kid show is not an excuse for it to not make sense.
Well, that's the thing is that most...
Trust me, I watch a lot of kid shows.
Or for the writing to totally suck.
Well, Spider-Man's not a good example right now, but like Transformers Prime or like Young Justice is a good example. It's targeting kids, but it's also made with the adult fans in mind. Because it's been around long enough where they know they have adult fans.
Yeah.
So I hate that argument completely. Like, well, it's a kid show. I'm like, yeah, but other shows, better shows... acknowledge the fact that they have an older fan base.
Like, yeah, because even though, like, Young Justice is a new show, they know that these characters have an adult following. Just like something like Power Rangers, even though this is new characters and technically a new show with Samurai, the characters of Power Rangers have an adult following because it's been 20 goddamn years.
Yeah, I hate that argument completely. It's so invalid.
But no, the bad writing and the bad acting is fine because it's a kid show. No.
For God's sake, iCarly has adult references.
I mean, we've all seen that the Birds of Prey song and the Brave and the Bold. Good lord, that's one giant adult reference. Good lord, that was dirty. Funny, but dirty.
Yep. So, that wraps up Tweeter.
I swear I saw a question that said, who would win G or Forze?
Let me double check. I don't think I've seen that. Some of our questions just mysteriously disappear sometimes.
Yeah, like if yours doesn't get read, don't feel bad. Like, there's some that I remember seeing later that just disappeared when it came time to read them. I think there was one from Chris one time that said, what's your favorite starter Pokemon, that just completely disappeared by the time it was time to read it.
Like, I used to try to copy them as I seen them and write them down in a document, and then I got bored and stopped doing that.
Then he saw it twice and started playing.
Twitter question of the week.
No, I don't see that anymore. So, if you ask a question one week and we don't answer it, ask it again.
Yeah. Because,
I mean, if it's a stupid question, we don't want to answer it, we're going to ridicule you on the podcast anyway.
So, especially me. If Brian will read the question, then I'll make fun of you.
So if we, and if
he'll
we
go
don't
head French into something.
If we don't read or make fun of your question, then we didn't get it. So say it again, and then we'll either read it or make fun of you.
There honestly have been some mysteriously disappeared.
We make fun of you out of the goodness of our hearts.
If that question did exist, the answer is G.
Yeah, way to encourage them, Brian.
We'll either read it or make fun of you for it. So, leave your questions.
Maybe someone can ask a question next week about when the robot's gonna stop.
You keep going robot occasionally, too. I think my connection's going bonkers today.
But... Oh, great. We're all just being mutated to virus. Or it could just be me pretending to be robot.
Like, every so often I hear Dawson going like with a weird robot sound. And same thing with Brian. I hear Brian going weird robot. So
must be Brian's connection.
It's probably some kind of connection issue. And Dawson's...
Once again, it was an elaborate scheme to frame Kevin.
Yeah. Brian, I hate you. So does this mean that it's time for final thingies?
Yep.
I have a thingy. It's not final.
Cool.
I'm consistent. What is it now? 98 times in a row?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll say that.
But yeah, nothing really too wild or crazy to say.
Facebook questions back next week.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for that. I'm going to look at the new timeline thing and see if there's a way to like pin it near the top or something. I don't really know how Facebook fucking works yet.
No one knows how Facebook works yet.
And for R&R, we're probably going to try to do some sort of... like thing on the RAM boards.
Oh, we're gonna do a thing. That's good.
You know, there's already a thread, and John bumped it for Kuga.
So oh,
want to use that or not? Because
yeah,
I think there's a thread for every series.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that. But I like the one idea that was tossed around about like having people ask a question about the series.
Uh-huh.
And then we answer like kind of like a Twitter question, except on the RAM boards.
It's a good idea.
Oh, and also, when you leave feedback for this week's podcast, let us know if you want us to do the RR and RR segments with or without pants.
Also, let me know if you want the Ramble Time jingle to be a consistent thing.
Oh, vote yes. I'll start political ads. Secret Shinobi only cares about the special interests.
So in order to vote for the jingle, just dial 866 436-5702, and that will get you the jingle for whatever we're talking, Ramble Time.
Yeah. Okay, everyone ready?
I'm ready.
Wait,
and
wait. Oh. Okay, I'm ready.
Thank you.
I had to mentally prepare myself.
Dawson's gay.
Hello, welcome to RR Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the episode number?
Yes.
Okay. Fuck my life. Just kill me now.
I'm trying. You won't die.
Brian already killed me at the beginning of the episode. I came back as a ghost. Discovering Sweet. Titanic. The Titanic preview totally spoils the movie. Ship goes down.
Wait, the boat sinks? Oh, shit.
Thanks a lot, asshole.
Sorry. Well, you'll see the ad eventually.
Oh, I see. It's tilted slightly, so...
The boat?
No, his hand.
Oh, the boat? Well, yeah, dip right in. Did you see it? That selfish Rose wouldn't let Jack on the plank. There's plenty of room here. I'm pretty sure we can double up. No! Someone has to stay in the water and their lips turn blue.